Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Big sight, new paint.
Go, go, big
sight.
Go, go. All eyes on me,
motherfucker.
I don't know why everybody mess with my music. They know I like that Mississippi Joe hit.
All eyes on me.
I got to stop people from messing with this board, man.
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust.
Mississippi Joe know how to do it.
Sound like us, say they ready for the pump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell, the freedom cap is gone. Well, all you see is damn, follow when you see me, and let the devil suffer. But the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit us up, won't be that far, until I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, we're being too close late.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
All right, everybody, y'all. I want y'all to know tonight, you know, it's by most people's standard, the new year. And y'all got to give me 1 second. Bear with me 1 second. 1 second. Let me see here. For y'all that don't know, you know, when you're on the radio show and your children call in, you got to click over because you never know what's going on. But here we go again. It's December the 31st, 2012, the last evening of the year, according to this calendar. For y'all that don't know, the Mayans calendar said we died about 4 days, 5 or 6 days ago, so. Being that the Mayans told a lie, I guess we better move on. But it's 2012, it's Monday, and got a little report to give right quick. I want to make sure that if everybody out there, then make sure that if Tony Vine's okay. I heard that he had wrecked his car the other night, and so we want to check with him to make sure, you know, everything is good with him. And also the fact that this is a holiday. You know, we don't want to hold up people, you know, unless they're willing to hang on with us. So, we're trying to get all the important stuff out the way first. I got a special guest that will be coming on a little bit. They go by the name of Mighty Joe Young. Mighty Joe Young will be coming on. He got some special information that he want to say to Michelle Hill, according to him. Bam, 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 Hall, Tin Man. And he said the reason he called this man Tin Man Mario, he ain't got no heart. And Mighty Joe Young will be on. He's going to have a special guest in a little bit. Also, going on down the line, got a little information. There's a guy out of Louisiana, go by the name of Big Nook. I don't know if y'all know Big Nook or not, but I had the privilege of speaking and talking to Big Nook. Big Nook, from what I was told, got a big block with 5 guns, one tie that go from fender to fender, you know, all tube, chassis, everything that you can think of. And he wanted to know, how did King Scooby get the name King Scooby? And for y'all that don't know, King Scooby is also out of Louisiana, and he was crowned as the King of Louisiana because of his grudge racing attitude. Now, Big Nook is one of the people. Let me tell you about it. Now, Big King Scooby is a small block with one gun, stock suspension. So that Big Nook will know, he said he don't know how a King Scooby was crowned as king. Now, Big Nook, he was a prince. He was Prince Scooby until he took on the big block, 4-gun, you know, 33, 10.5-inch tie owned by you, Big Nook. So the man stepped up. It was David versus the Goliath, and he whooped you, Big Nook. And so the man was elevated from Prince Scooby to King Scooby. So that you know, and everybody out there, David slayed the giant, you know, the giant being Big Nook. So Big Nook, just recognize King Scooby when you see him. Let him understand, you know, bow down to him gracefully. He did put an L on your forehead, so accept that and let's move on. All right, let's move on down the line. There's another king, goes by the name of King Beers. Now, for y'all that don't know who King Beers is, he's the king of the Midwest. And the question that I pose tonight is, this is one of the questions I pose tonight, will King Beers go undefeated in 2013? Would King Beers go undefeated 2013? Also, King Beers has already started off 2013. He has 3 races locked in Lena. And, you know, so he's about trying to make, you know, make something happen. He ain't sitting back on his throne like some do. And the message was to King Scooby. King Beers said, get to Lena. He got something for you. So King Scooby, King Beard said, you know, y'all going to do the tango in Lena, Mississippi. All right, now, moving on down the line, I heard that Michael Hill, has a new car. I hadn't had the privilege of seeing it myself, but I was told that it's supposed to be a new car coming out of Chicago or Detroit area or something like that. Also, you know, if anybody have seen it or heard anything about it, let me know about that. They said that I was told that it's a Chevelle. I'm not sure. But, you know, if anybody heard anything about that, let me know. But, again, Mighty Joe Young will come on and talk about that. Well, going on up to the Midwest, you know, up in Chemo. Chemo, for y'all that missed the show last night, Lil Tony and Chemo got a little jazz at the mouth and told White Trash, you know, they want to lock White Trash in. And believe it or not, they got their wish. Chemo is locked in with White Trash, and not only they locked in with White Trash, I think that Chemo get the back tie, I think. And that's in Lena, Mississippi, on Skinny Saturday. For y'all know who Skinny Saturday is. That's February the 9th. Now, I hope to get Wayne on so he can tell us what he thinks about Chemo. We already know what Chemo thinks about Wayne and White Trash, so we won't go there. Now, still dealing with the Midwest, Johnny Quick. I don't know if y'all know about Johnny Quick, but Johnny Quick is trying to build a little something. But Johnny Quick is trying to keep, he's out of the Midwest, and he's trying to keep this under wraps. But the thing is, Johnny Quick is trying to build him a pro mod. Johnny Quick, everybody see what you're doing. You know, come on, step up, man. You can take that paper off your windshield and everything, man. We know that's a tubular chassis car. Don't worry about it, Johnny Quick. We got something for you. So if If anybody knows Johnny Quick out there, step up, give us a call. All right, let's move on down. Run, a.k.a. Bandit. Now, they said that is a very nice car. Ron has a very nice car, go by the name of Bandit. But they said that he will not race that car unless he, unless it's a minimum of 100 yards from his backyard. Anybody that comes within 100 yards of his backyard, they got to race. So we're trying to see, can we get Bandit to step out beyond that 100-yard mark of his backyard in 2013. Moving on down, Brian Davis. For y'all don't know who Brian Davis is, he's the one that brought X-King Jimbo roller. So Brian Davis purchased Jimbo's roller, and he locked up to run Sam up. Now, I'd like to know how that's going to come out. I don't know what kind of power plant Jimbo got, Brian Davis got, but y'all know that Jimbo have been terrorizing the country with that car, and with that car, he became the king of the Northeast. So I'm really interested to see Brian Davis. Is he going to do anything? Is he going to be able to put some distance on Sam up? And I think that race is locked in for Lena, Mississippi, on Skinny Saturday, which is February the 9th. And Lil Tony also is locked up with Sam up. And, you know, that's going to be a good one. You know, so look like Sam up trying to do a little action. I think both of these races are locked up in Lena. If y'all can call in, let us know what's going on with that. Lil Tony is locked up with Sam up. Brian Davis, who owns Jimbo's roller, he's locked up with Sam up. Sam up is doing what it normally do. You know, Sam up is undoubtedly one of the cars that bring the most action, you know, across the country. Now, we wind it down a little bit here. Danny Blanco. This man has been building up hype about whooping Chemo. I can't wait for Chemo to come on so Chemo can let me know about Danny Blanco. Danny Blanco, it says that Chemo will be known as ex-Chemo. I got that word. So now going back to the show ratings, I want everybody to know. In the grudge world, again, Atomic Dog leads the field, followed by the Mississippi Nightmare, then Pro Stock Joe, and then Mississippi Joe. Again, you got the round up. You know who's out there. Three grudging shows are in the top 10. Pro Stock Joe doing what he normally do, coming in the grudge racing world, you know, number three. All right. All that being said, listen, the line is lit up already, but we're going to take our time. We're going to slow roll this thing tonight. We're going to slow roll it tonight. You know, I don't want nobody to get their guns out and get the shooting and doing all the wrong thing. Now, I'm going to take it slow. I'm opening up one of these mics. And these, the zip code, y'all pay attention to the numbers when I call them out because the computer's been giving that wrong area code. Sorry. And, hold on. The computer been getting that wrong area codes lately. So you got to be careful here. So I'm going to open up one of these mics. 313-6638. Let me see what this is. 313-6638. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good evening. Wait 1 minute, Rod. Hey, good evening, Mr. J. Bob. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How you doing this evening?
I'm fine. They call me the mailman from Detroit. Hey, look, I got two questions, just two, and then you can go back, but you can leave my mic open. Mario don't come on the show no more and talk? And where Cold Kill at?
Well, both of the gentlemen, Mario, it said that he had, he had some things to take care of. And if you remember, Mario said that he wasn't having much luck in the promo business, and so he was kind of trying to regroup, But he will be coming. Both of them will be coming. Like a Cold Killer is saying that right now, there's really nobody out there for him. And Cold Killer now, you know, he ain't but a phone call away, as well as Mario. But Cold Killer saying that he feel that he'd be wrong on the show, and there ain't nobody out here threatening everybody, and ain't nobody. They feel like he a big kid in the playground. So now he said if anybody want to know where either one of them at, Well, I know Cold Killer said if somebody got wanted to talk or get out of line, just simply, you know, call his name three times and he'll be here.
All right.
He didn't feel like right now, if he was here talking junk, everybody would be feeling like he was picking. So he just kind of going to lay back and wait till the season or if somebody, you know, raised their head.
Right.
But, man, you know, as always, we appreciate you. What's going on with you? Everything good?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Hey, look, I heard you was asking about Ron at the Bandit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, let me ask you this one about Ron, a.k.a. Bandit.
Yeah, AKA the Bandit. Yeah, well, I got him on my other hotline, and I'm gonna get him to call in. So when you see a 586 area code, you'll know that's him.
586, but make sure I'm gonna leave your mic open. Let me know now. But I want to ask you why I got you on the thing. The word I got that he got a tape measure and measured from the center of his backyard, and wherever the 1,000-foot mark stop at. He don't race beyond that point. Is that true? Is somebody lying on him or what?
What, that he won't go home? That he won't leave home and race?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. Ron is a businessman. Now that his business is in good shape, he can leave when he get ready. You watch. You're going to see a lot of that Corvette. Y'all not going to like it when you see it either.
All right. Well, listen. When he come on, let me know when he come on because I might not see him because his computer screen is pretty deep with numbers. So
okay.
I might not know who he is. So I'm gonna leave your mic open now. You go mute for a minute, and let me open up another man's mic here so we can talk.
All right.
Okay, but now let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of King Biz before?
Yeah, I done heard of him. He from Chicago.
Yeah, but why you sound so sad when I said something about King Biz? Why you sound sad?
You asked me a question. I said, yeah, I heard of him. He from Chicago.
Okay.
Detroit. I said Detroit. My governor name is Lil Tony. So, I mean, yeah, I know of King Biz, but my governor name is Lil Tony.
So if it came down to it between a simple wager between King Biz and Lil Tony, head up for the eighth, how you bet?
Lil Tony.
You gonna you pay any of the odds on that?
No, you should be paying some odds on it. If I bet 500, you should put up 1,000 against 500. Evidently, that's what you're trying to say.
Why would I want to bet odds on King Beers if I might like Lil Tony? I'm saying, you know, which car is faster, Lil Tony or Beers? Which one?
Well, the Mustang's supposed to be the fastest. You know, it's a F Charger car. It's supposed to be the nicest car. Supposed to.
But you would bet either way.
No, I didn't say either way. I said I bet with Lil Tony.
All right. Well, just stand down for a minute and let me know when Ron, a.k.a. The Bandit, come on. And let me holler at King Beers for a second.
All right, sir.
All right, your mic is still open now. King Beers, how you doing?
Jay, how you doing?
All right, sir. You are still the king of the Midwest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I will leave 2012 as being the king of the Midwest. Yes.
Okay. So how's it going, King Biz? What's the word? You just heard me and Mailman talking. Mailman said, you know, you supposed to have the fastest car, but, you know, he ain't really just, you know, he with Lil Tony. So, I mean,
this stuff came back. I'm going to tell you where it all started from. Detroit used to beat up on Chicago. The Pistons used to beat up on the Bulls. So Michael Jordan got tired of that.
Uh-huh.
And when we started smacking the Pistons around and when we swept them, Isaiah Thomas walked off the court and did not shake Michael Jordan's hand. And ever since then, Detroit has not liked Chicago. I don't care what it is. If it's the Blackhawks and the Red Wings, the Tigers and the Sox, the Lions and the Bears. Ever since Michael Jordan them did that to Isaiah Thomas and swept the bad boys of Motown, Detroit done had a sour taste in their mouth.
Now,
he said that he would bet with Lil Tony. That's what his mouth said. But tell his pockets to do it.
Ooh, King Biz.
You can say anything with your mouth, Jay, but tell them to act like it?
Well, hold that thought, cause I can smell the mailman's blood pressure going up. So hold that thought. I don't want the mailman's blood cool. Y'all just hold on 1 second. I got to hit this dial button because I got to get this out of the way. This man called me, the Pro Mod champion of the world, called me and said he got some stuff he want to do. So I'm gonna hit his number and let's see if we get him on.
Hello.
Is this Mighty Joe Young?
This is Team Mighty Joe Young, yes sir.
Well, welcome to the J Bars Monday Night Grudge Inc. Show. I was just trying to let the gentleman know that you had called me a little early in the week and you wanted to say something, you know, being that this was the last day of the year, the holidays and come and went, you had a couple things you wanted to say. Let's start off first, if you don't mind. Let me start off first. You had something to say about Michelle Hill. Now, who is actually Michelle Hill?
A has-been.
Got about it. You say the man, Michelle Hill, is a has-been? A has-been?
A has-been.
Well, all right, we're going to come back to the has-been. What about Mr. Bang, Bang, Bang? Mr. Bang, Bang, Bang. I'm sure you know who Mr. Bang, Bang, Bang is.
Lock It Up.
Huh?
Lock It Up.
Oh, I got to get it. You know, with that being said, Lady A, can you get me Tight Man on the phone? Because I know he ain't going to take kindly to anybody talking about his daddy like that. I just know he ain't. Hold on 1 second. I'm back. Hopefully later they'll get Tight Man on. I know, the way he brag on his daddy, he ain't going to, but now. And Lady A, if you there, I need Wick because he seemed to be talking about Wick's daddy, and he's talking about Tight Man's daddy, you know.
Okay.
I don't understand. See, can you get them two on? I want them to defend their daddy. Matt Joe Young, are you still the reigning world champion pro mod of the world?
Most feared grudge pro mod cop in the world.
Say it one more time. Some people might didn't hear. Say it one more time.
The most feared grudge pro mod cop in the world.
Woo. Good God Almighty. And
we had the same discussion at Piedmont, when you brought that belt down there.
Uh-huh.
And what did we tell you? Tell the girls what we told you on
you
that particular day.
You told me, Jay Bond, if I get that belt today, you can retire that one because ain't nobody going to step up and try to take it.
Right. You correct it except for one thing. I didn't say I said we.
We,
there
that's right.
No, that's correct.
You said if we get that belt, you can retire because won't nobody step up and defend it and try to take it from you.
Okay, now, we had that belt since August, right?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Dobbs and they perpetrated because they thought they could throw a little trick in it and try to trick us out of it.
Uh-huh.
But can you name one team that has stepped up to try to take that belt?
No, sir. There has not been one man, but now let me tell you this. I had to get the man's son on the phone. And because the last week, his son was on the phone, him, the daddy and son was on the phone talking about bang, 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 and what they'll do then, bang, bang. So I got Edmund Hall's son. Hey, man, how you doing?
What's going on, Mr. Bond?
Yes, sir. I'd like for you to address the world champion pro mod, Mighty Joe Young.
Whoa, wait. You know how you got to introduce us, Jay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say it right. Hold on. Let me see. Tight man, I want you, this is particular for you. Tight man, would you please stand up and bow your head? Everybody, the number one, the present reigning, undisputed pro mod champion of the world, Mighty Joe Young.
No, wait a minute.
That's what I was trying to get in there.
Jay, you didn't do it right. You're supposed to say the most feared.
Oh,
girl. Oh, my. In the world.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
here we go.
Amen. The most feared pro mod world champion.
Uh-huh.
Now, can you...
I got one thing to say, Jay.
Uh-huh.
We ain't going to put up no 2,500, but we guaranteeing that when they make their schedule, you know, they can't travel down here that much, but when they make their schedule, me and the five sweet camp and fans, we guarantee
and
we'll get that
diamond. Well, hold on. Now, you know, we had the recording from last week, Kevin Hawthorne. Last week, on the show, and I'm sure you will witness this, on the show, your daddy said that Mighty Joe Young, he would ask that Evan Hall, Mr. Bang Bang Bang, would ask Michelle Hill to step out the way so that Mighty Joe Young can step in. Do you remember that?
Yeah, something like that.
But now you're saying, you know,
guess what the kid is, though, Jay? We can kill Mike in one pass, cool down, check the club, change the clothes, make sure everything all right, and come back and snap a gorilla in the mouth, too. What part about that you need to record?
Well, I'm just making sure that Mighty Joe Young said that if that was an offer for him to come, that he'll take that offer. That was the offer that was made last week. Now, Mighty Joe Young, if Mr. Five Speed asked Michelle Hill to move to the side, would you take his place?
Jay Bond.
Yes, sir.
If he did that, it will not be no bang, bang, bang. I know it. We don't need four of them on a gorilla. He don't need number two. Bang, bang, and it's over.
No.
This ain't Michelle Hill or Mario or the old Jack or Tony Wright or none of them or Dobbs. This is Mighty Young, a.k.a.
Okay.
Gorilla Joe. Well, Gorilla, we're going to dress you in 2013. That's a promise. And really right now, I know you're probably shoveling damn snow, so it ain't really no need for us to worry about
when
y'all coming down.
Snow.
Okay.
All you got to do is get your second daddy and tell him to rock it up.
Okay. Y'all ready to come now? I know we don't plan on doing that until February.
Hey, Jay Bond, I think you need to tell him again. The most feared grudge robot in the world. Good God, about it. What are you making? You making Emma Hall's son half stand up on his neck?
No, Jay, I'm just trying to tell him, man. They will get killed in the first quarter of the year.
Hey, you will not hear
from Gorilla Joe them after the third or fourth month of this year. You won't even know that the gorilla was ever alive. He'll be a myth.
Jay Byrne, when have you ever seen the gorilla run? Have we done
somebody go to shooting at him? I don't know what world you've been in.
Okay.
But type in. The most feared grudge race pro mod in the world.
Take that back to Michelle.
You just got arrested, them boy. You just got arrested, them boy.
Hey, what's wrong with him? He must really don't think Edmund Hall will run his butt. Edmund Hall, the only one that ain't scared of him.
Get on, gonna put some powder in the parachute and we'll see which car it's gonna be on. Put powder in both parachutes and I bet you it'll be all over their windshield.
Woo!
And he keep on talking, we might set them on the cap.
I don't know what happened. Uh-oh. Well, hold on tight, man. Don't get the blood pressure up. Did anybody heard anything from Mike Hilson? Because generally Mike Hilson, when you say Mike Hilson retiring, he generally, the one button go in. So I don't know why Mike Hilson ain't on the phone.
He must be talking about dog.
Are you saying that your dad ain't scared of the most feared grudge racer in the land?
How can he be scared of himself, Jay? I tell you what, you name somebody, he haven't ran this year. Forget about who the most feared. He can't be scared of none of them. He's willing to run them all, but I tell you what, the real. Enjoy your last days because you will be dead real soon.
Hey, man. I mean, if you can dispute us, go ahead. But we ain't ducked nobody all year.
Okay.
They done tried trick. They done tried trick, rolls, everything. But we still here. I mean, we ain't changed. From the time we come out to now, it ain't changed.
Okay. I hear you.
Hey, Ty, man.
You don't have a thing. Just know that your date is coming. I'm telling you, we're guaranteeing. If life lasts and death passes, y'all dead in 2013. The first time y'all mentioned that y'all coming south, down on y'all as we going. Guaranteed.
J Bond.
Yes, sir.
Tell him to lock it up.
All thing I tell you is you let us know when you coming. I'm just saying we wrestling in at the beginning of the year. Soon gonna be January 1st. And we wrestling and we know y'all ain't coming. Right now you know y'all gotta have a 60-day notice.
Nope, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay.
You raised
I'm telling you, Jay Bars, you will be,
yes,
once we get in the year, once we get into 2013, and I get with my daddy, we're going to call back on one of these shows and get
tight
on
man, tight man. How long, tight man? We ain't but an hour, we ain't but 2 hours and 30 minutes before we're in the 13th. I got a man that while he's trying to get his dad on the phone, I get a man that'll go 200 miles an hour in it. This man will go 204 miles an hour in the eighth of a mile. Father Child, how you doing, sir?
Good evening.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Father Child? You doing good?
Happy late Merry Christmas to everybody, and early Happy New Year to all y'all out there on the telephone. And I hope Santa Claus bring y'all everything y'all want.
Well, listen, let me tell you.
You too tight, man.
See, now, he's trying to get his dad on the phone. But let me tell you what Mighty Joe Young said that he said he wanted two things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the line. He can confirm this. He wanted Michelle a better car.
Kayvon.
He wants Tin Man. He wants Mario to get a heart. Is that what you told me, Mighty Joe Young?
Hey,
yes, sir.
For Christmas.
Yep.
Oh, is that what he wants? Oh, okay. Well, Santa Claus, well, I don't know. Santa Claus can't bring that this year. Maybe he can bring it next year, though.
Hey, man, what's going on?
I got the baddest promoter in the land on the phone.
You got Mr. Bang Bang Bang.
Look at here. If none of y'all ain't doing nothing tomorrow. Bring your ass on down to Albany for my New Year's Day race. If y'all sorry, ass, you too tight, man.
Tomorrow.
That's right. The gates gonna open at 9. We're gonna start about 11 o'clock, and we got a few grudge races kind of match up over there in that way, and we got a whole bunch of everything going on. So if y'all ain't doing nothing, in case y'all didn't know, come on to US 19.
Come on down to US 19. I know you have that annual the first, but I thought you wait till the weekend. But that's a good thing.
I always do it on New Year's Day. We already got guys in from Huntsville, Alabama, and I already got some in from Montgomery over there from Hilton Hallway. They already done pulled in down there. So, matter of fact, I just left from there. So we kind of like, you know, got a couple of stackers in there. I don't know what the hell's in them, but I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
Well, all right, that'll be a good thing, Bobby. Make sure you give us a report on what's going on for the ones that don't come. And
okay.
I do my best to do the same. Come down that way. But now, Bobby, you got to hold on now, because I got the most feared promo on the line. Not only he the most feared, he's the world champion. And then I got the only car that's been nominated for the 2012 promo of the year. On the line, Mr.
That
Bang,
ain't Mighty
Bang,
Joe
Bang.
Young. That ain't Mighty Joe Young. Is you ain't talking about Mighty Joe Young? Is
well, Mighty Joe Young is that first one. He's the most feared.
He's a bad man.
In the land, as well as the reigning Pro Mart champion. But the other one, the other car that's on the line, has been nominated. The only car to this point that's been nominated as the Pro Mart of the Year, Mr. Bang Bang Bang.
Oh, Bang Bang Bang.
I see Bang Bang Bang. Put that five speed in there.
Let me
try the five
speed.
It's a five speed. Bang, bang, bang,
bang. All right, you know what, though? I heard that somebody said he ain't going to be able to get all five of them this year, now, you know, in 2013. Now, the word on the street that Mr. Bang Bang going to go to, he ain't going to be Mr. Five Speed. I'm going to tell you what I heard. I heard they're going to change him to a four speed. I don't know, Mr. Bobby. You heard that yet?
His son just said that if he wasn't Mighty Joe Young, he didn't need but three bangs.
I ain't need but three on everybody yet. They don't need no four. I don't need no five or four on nobody.
Well, I'm just telling you what I heard. That they're going to change you from five speed to four speed. I don't know.
Well, I don't need a four no way. That's all I need. If I need four.
Okay, I'm just telling you what I heard.
Mr. Five Feet, let me introduce you to the reigning world champion, the most feared grudge promart in the world, Mighty Joe Young. How you doing, sir?
How you doing, sir?
Mr. Mighty Joe Young? Who am I talking to? Who's that, Jay?
No, that's Mr. Five Feet you're talking to.
Oh,
you're talking to
Mr. Five Feet. Happy New Year to you. I'm going to be cordial. Start out. Happy New Year to you. You know?
Okay,
now.
Happy New Year to you, too. I'm going to be cordial. I'm going to be just like you. Whatever you do, I'm going to do the same thing.
Oh, well, I done got the niceties out the way. Now is the snack and come on now. We've been listening to you the last couple of weeks, and we've been letting you get your little bang, bang, bang on and whatever.
Yeah.
We want you to know that we are ready and waiting on you.
Okay.
I mean, you don't call everybody up, but we ain't heard you call that gorilla out.
Hold on. Now, the last time I talked to you, you told me that we couldn't come to an agreement on what we were running for. You know, you were the to run for, and I had to run for. We didn't agree on that. That's the only thing. That's the only thing.
Somebody got some kids on.
I'm trying to find. Somebody singing in the background.
There you go. You got
it. There you go. All right, go ahead on that, Mr. Mighty Joe, y'all.
Okay, I mean, our phone is strong. You know what I mean? So don't even go there with that bang, bang, bang. You know, we ain't together. You know what it is. I mean, you know exactly what it is. I mean, we wait on it, you know?
Hey, Gorilla Joe.
But, you know what I mean? I put it to you like this here. I mean, we can come to some arrangements now, you know. But you ain't made no call.
No, I made a call. On the fuck, you know, we talked on the radio, on the talk show the last time. We talked on dog show that day. You know, we were saying that, you know, you told me you had to have 5 on 10, and I told you that I don't do nothing like that. I said I bet 5 on 25, but you said you're not gonna go no race for no 5 on 25. That's what you told me, man.
Right.
And that what you told me? And then
yes,
what you told
sir.
Me?
Let me tell you what happened. I reported what you said on the show last week that if anybody knew how to get in touch with Mighty Joe Young, that you asked Mike Hill to step aside and Mr. Mighty Joe Young can step in and get that. And I did.
Right.
I reported it just like you said it. And Mr. Mighty Joe Young said, make that happen, and he'll be there with bells on. Now, and that's why I said, hold on, don't tell me, put the two together. That's what I said.
Okay, all right. So, is that true, Mr. Mighty Joe Young?
Yes, sir. That's true.
Okay. All right, then, when I'm March 2014.
Well, just hold this thought now. That's a good thing, but business, you know, don't talk business online. That's all I'm saying. But I just wanted you to know that I told him what you said, and he told me to get you back on so that he liked what you said. He liked what you said. So so there's a good chance that we can get the chance to see Mr. Five Speed Bang 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 run against the most feared Pro Mod champion in the world.
Jay. How you the most feared? And my daddy told him on the 24th, yes, sir. So you can't be scared of him. So you quit saying the most feared. I'm tired of that.
Well,
what do you want to do now? What I need to do, y'all? We need to talk offline or something, or what?
Yes, sir. After the show, you can give us. I have Jay to give us a call. You hook us up, and we can work it out.
Mike leaving tomorrow. I got to get in touch with Mike and see what he says. Make sure that he's good with that. And then I might have to get both y'all the same thing. If he ain't cool with that, you get there. I tell him he has to wait second. I have to get you first.
Let me get it, Mr. Five Feet. Mr. Five Feet, this is one thing that we want to acknowledge. We always want to give knowledge and credit to people when they try to engage. You offered, and they accepted. Now, so we have to acknowledge that fact that everybody is trying to engage. That's something we have to highlight it when it comes to these big time calls, because we don't get much of that, you know.
Right.
So we have
But I told y'all that any time
Mr. Five Speed on the scene or in the conversation, you can get some action. All they got to do is get with that 5 on 25. But that was, however, we're going to talk about this. And then, you know, we may have to do something a little different, but whatever it is, we're going to talk. I'm going to talk to Mr. Matthew Young, and then we'll see what we come up with. And whatever we come up with, guess what? Then we'll get back on the show, and we'll make it official. You know what I'm talking about? We'll get back on the show the next time the show come back around, and we'll get back on the show, and then we'll tell everybody what's going to go down. But if it's so...
You're going to wear four gears on Mighty, on Gorilla Joe. You're going to wear four gears, and then the fifth one's going to be the parachute, and the W's going to be on the five-speed side. That's what's going to happen. Ain't nothing else to tell them. They ain't nothing else to tell them. We'll see. Mike, like I said, we might have to get both. I might have to get both of y'all at the same day. But I guarantee you, Mike, he ain't anxious to get hold to me.
Other than Matter Joe Johnson, like he said, he ain't about all that talking and shit.
But you know, yeah. And everybody else can know that Mr. Fire Steve got something to say when you get him on the phone. I got something to say. I can't hear it. I just got that too. Can't hear it. Because I'm a bad man now. Well,
let me ask this question while you on the phone so you can hear if we got any opposition. Mighty Joe Young, at this point, the only promoter that has been nominated as the promoter of the year 2012, so far the only nominee is Mr. Five Speed, bang, 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 bang. So, Mighty Joe Young, do you agree or disagree? Now, you got to remember, he done put some promoters on the trail this year.
I'm going to tell you like this. Everybody got an opinion, but it don't make it right. But I mean, he done did his thing, but like I say, he ain't tried to grab the belt holder. You know what I mean? And not only him, Dobbs. What did Dobbs do? Run. What did Old Jack do? Run. What did Tony Wright do? Run. What did Evan Hall do? He sit there and say, oh, you trying to buy a race. But hey, we ain't done nobody. We whooped Michelle Hill and he wouldn't come back. So I mean, you take your opinion and put it where you want to. But the proof is in the pudding. That's all I got to say about it.
Hey, well, that you that Emma Hall's son. That's Emma Hall's son trying to get a word in.
Hey, Kid Gorilla. Only thing the fans want him to hear him say is he will be in Montgomery, and that little dime he talking about, Jay, will you let him know that only thing my daddy say he gonna bet is a quarter, and the rest of his children and his fans and his crew take care of the rest of that, don't?
That's proof in the pudding. That pudding was put in the oven and baked and came out done.
Okay, so this is the catch I want to get from Mighty Joe, because of what he gonna do is he gonna wait till 2-3 weeks before the time and holler, because ain't nobody committed to run for that big money, that it ain't going to happen. It's just like this right here. You ain't going to go to Africa and do nothing to them, Nelson Mandela. You ain't going to come to Alabama and do shit to Mr. Five Speed. So that little dime that he's talking about, that dime will probably be there 4-5 times. So can we get him to commit that he's going to be there?
Whoa. Let me tell you, man. I ain't trying to be disrespectful. But, even got so now, listen to me. Every one of them promos you hear about, you won't see none of them even go to a raise now unless it's a $10,000 shootout. So don't even talk to me about MONEY.
Hold on,
tight
man. Tight man, let me answer that question first. All of the fans, Mighty Joe Young, he didn't name me, because guess what? Before I started running y'all in the good car, y'all wouldn't let me come to no good races. And then when I did start coming, before I ran the good races, I go to races that were $2,500 to win. And I got to run my top 5 or 6 times to win $2,500. And I got to run against blue cards and everything, because I didn't have no blue card to run, because all y'all was scared. Now that y'all have got the balls sitting up on your chest, you got 20, now I got somebody to run. So guess what? I ain't going to them races, but I will run you for that same, that's why I said 2,500, because I done had to run my car 6 or 7 times just to win $2,500. And so I don't know who you talking about won't go to no races. Like, they don't go to no races because a lot of them can't keep their car running long enough to run a race, run no 5 or 6 runs. They don't make for 1 or 2 runs. But either way, with all that said and done, don't say that about me, because I will run you for free, Lester. I will run you for free, because that's where I am. I'm a good racer. But I know that you ain't gonna run for free. That's why I offered you $2,500. I don't want to take but $2,500 of your money, so that for the next time I see you, that me and you will still be free. We talk on the radio and stuff and everything, but you'll still be free. And if I take $2,500 of money, look me in the eye, you're gonna have a funny to go at me for the rest of your life. So I ain't gonna take that money.
I ain't gonna take that much money from you. But I'm not the one at $2,500, but my other sons and daughters and fans and stuff like that. I ain't told anybody when we get the car, we're talking in $500 on $2,500. And I guarantee you, in the pocket that I had my $2,500 in, there was more than $15,000 in that pocket. On one side, on my side, we came up with $15,000 in all to run for the right. And you could get the same thing, but you can't come on there talking no TN with me. So I'm going to be responsible for $2,500 between me and you. And if I lose, I'm going to pay $500, and I'm going to be your hooker. I might kiss. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to bet no TN because I lose 10. I won't be ready to cut your throat. You know what I'm saying? If I knew it, so I don't want you to feel the same way I
think. But no, we don't want that.
I ain't gonna be hard on the city and leave that with that much money of mine. You know what I'm talking about? So I ain't gonna do nobody else like that. I treat people the way I want to be treated.
Well, Emma Hall, let me ask you one question. You heard me just inform Mighty Joe Young about this.
Yeah.
At this point in the game, you're the only man that's been nominated as a Pro Mart of 2012. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you acknowledge and accept the fact that Mighty Joe Young is the Pro Mart Growers Champion of the World?
He can have the title. He might be the Pro Mart Champion of the world. He can have the title because he got stiffs on that title. If he lowered them stiffs down to that 2,500, he wouldn't be the champ. If he had to lower that 2,500 before the year was out, I told y'all at the first
point we have no control over that belt. We ain't had nothing to do with that belt.
You're talking about the championship. You the champ because one of them. You know what? I told him up in Dodgers when I was that first good race up in Dodgers. I went up there, and I wasn't invited. I didn't have no race locked in. I went to that race to try to run somebody because everybody was locked in for 1,000 on 10 up there. And when it got there, I stayed there from 2 o'clock that morning to 11:30 that night. And did nobody run because they get there and they were having a problem with the track, a little problem with the track. They couldn't get the car down the track. So guess what? They paid the park out money. But if they had had the money down $1,000 on $2,500 up there, you would have seen some races. See? And when they all unpaid that $3,000 to Dobbs, and then Dobbs was brave enough to try me for that $3,000, and I took that.
Hey, Mr. Five, please.
Yes, sir.
I just got an email from another co-op owner. And he told Gorilla Joe they come and put $2,500 in, and all the promos put $2,500 in, and we're going to take off.
All right, let's do that then. There you go. So we already got two. Me and Mike Hill are two. That's $5,000 right there. All right, so you set up another promo, so they're going to put $2,500 in.
Mm-hmm.
In the grudge game now, grudge car. Now, I ain't talking about no Shannon Dickens or nobody like that.
No, I already know. You know I know the guy.
All right, so that's $7,500 right there. All right, now all you got to do, Gorilla Joe, is bring your 25. Now you got your 10, and you ain't got to run but 2 times to get it. Now you got your 10. You got to make 2 passes to get it. Whoop one man and whoop another man, you got your 10 grand. Now I can say that. Now, I see Mike Hill, but I know he'll go along with that because we already talked about that. That we were planning on doing it anyway. They get 4 cars, and all of them put in $2,500 apiece. And let's get out now. I hear crickets or something, huh? Hello?
No. You don't hear no crickets, but he asked you a question that was totally different from what you're talking about.
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Somebody else came in and talked about something else, though. You know, they said, all right, we got that out of the way. He asked me a question about you being the Pro Mod Champion of the Year. If that's what y'all, I can't make that decision. I don't disagree with it or whatever. If that's what you want to do,
hold on, Mr. Bobby. The thing was, I told Gorilla Joe at Mighty Joe Young that you were the only man at this point nominated at the pro, at the 2012 Promoter of the Year. And so he acknowledged
right.
that. But now I'm asking you, do you acknowledge and accept that Mighty Joe Young is the Promoter World Champion? Period.
Hell no. He didn't beat us. If he didn't beat us, he just a champion. He ain't the world goddamn champion. We'll find that out after
How long, Edmund Hall, son? Edmund Hall.
Yes, sir.
Do you accept the fact that Mighty Joe Young is the Promoter World Champion?
Well, I ain't gonna tell you that I ain't been following Joe Mighty Joe Young that with that much. Only thing I know is that y'all ran Mike Hill one time up there, wherever they raced there this year. And if that what you count now and how many folks he scared off with that $10,000, I don't call that no Promoter Champion of the Year. And I call Promoter Champion of the Year that done whoop some tail. That I got hooks from tail. I ain't talking about those kids. No matter. Only reason Tony Wright didn't run it, only reason the old Jack didn't run it, and only reason this other person didn't run it, they probably had that 10 grand up there. Take that 10 grand out the way, and I beat all the guys would have tried it. You know, you get that 10 grand in. 10 grand ain't no easy money to throw away. You know what I'm talking about? If you see how I'm doing me, you see I won't run for it. I won't run for no 10 grand. But I'll run it for,
yeah.
for 2,500. But I won't run for no 10 grand, and I don't call that. Being no champ, scaring everybody off with no $10,000. If I had $10,000 to bet, I still would not beat $10,000. Because
J-Bob.
There ain't no champ. A champ will tell
yep.
your tail for free. A champ or two champ will tell your tail for free. If he's going to be the champ, he's going to invite me to his tail at any time I want it. That's what a two champ will do. You see what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the people. I ain't going to be the. Y'all say I'm the people champ. I don't say I'm no kind of champ. I'm going by what other people say. They have nominated me to be their people champ or whatever, the Promoter champ or high, whatever it is, because I will go to a tail. Ducking and dodging nobody in the grudge game. Nobody. When I say nobody, I mean that. I only thing a joker can do is whoop me. I've been racing long enough, I ain't scared to race. But I'm not going to race for no $5,000 or $10,000. It's that simple. And I think that man that really engaged and got some action, if you really want to be a champ, I'll bust any one of them juggle for free. When they want to bet that $10,000, I said, okay, well, what will you bet, man? What will you run for? And let's get it
J-Bob.
Out here at the track.
J-Bob.
J-Bob, you hear my mind, Joe Young, talking to you?
No,
he ain't. He must be in a private room somewhere.
Yeah. Tight man,
sir.
You there?
Yes,
tight man, are you there?
Yeah, I
am. I'm here. I'm back.
Well, let me. You done had the float, Mr. Five Sleeper. Jay Bond, I want you to explain this call. Mr. Bang, Bang, Bang is giving me a headache because for the last 20 minutes, all he done did is talk about is money, 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 money. But I want you to get the facts straight for him.
Okay.
When y'all made that Promoter Grudge Inc. belt,
uh-huh.
tell him the rules of that belt. And because we done abided by them. Tell them what the rules of that belt was. Because we just make these rules. Y'all made them. You and Mario and whatever. Tell them what the rules on that belt were. And we abide by. And the only way we could keep that belt is we had to abide by the rules. Now tell him what the rules on that belt is.
Well, the Grudge Inc. belt is for a man to lock you in.
What?
500. The only thing it says is. Well, yeah, it's just a lock in now. That's not the East Coast belt. Now, the Grudge Inc. belt don't have a stipulation. The Grudge Inc. belt, as long as a man lock you in, you got 30 days to tell him when and where. And it's a minimum of a $500 lock-in. Now, that's the East Coast belt that got the stipulation of the mount.
Right.
That Charles belt that got that.
So did anybody lock us in and we say, we wasn't going to run unless it was a certain amount?
No, sir. No one has
okay.
even attempted to lock you in.
Okay. So I mean, I mean, when you gonna put Fast out there, put the right name, Mr. Five Speed. You've been informed wrong.
Mr. Five Speed has nobody tried to lock. Now people talk about it, but nobody has put up the 500 to engage with Mighty Joe Young.
Nobody but me.
Are you saying you putting up $500?
I told you, I've been saying 5 on 25 or better, 500 on 25 or better. I've been saying that all the time. I said that the last time I was on the phone, and Brother Joe Young told me that they don't have to have 5,000 on 10,000 or better. Now, that's what he told. That was his exact words. If somebody go back and play that show back, that was his exact words. I have always said 500 on 2,500. And I lock in $500 for him right now for Montgomery on the March 24th, 500 or 2,500 or better. I'll lock that in right now. I'll stop at a Walmart if it's open tonight and MoneyGram the money to whoever needs to get it.
Well, let me get the stiff right first. Let me get the belt. The grudging belt don't dictate what happens in the grudge race itself. All it does is make sure that the champion is a fighting champion. Now, only thing that it has to do is that you have to lock in, actually send your money to a DP man. It can be of your choosing. And the details are discussed, but at that point, the champion have 30 days to tell you when and where. And all the details are between you and him. It's grudge racing. The belt don't get into the picture of the – it's just the fact that y'all got to – that at the point you lock him in, he got 30 days to race you, to engage with you. But he get the chance to pick when and where within that 30-day period. And that's the grudge ink rule.
The champion pick when and where.
Yeah, okay. Well, long as it's within the 30 days. As long as it's within the 30 days.
Okay.
And anything other than that has to be negotiated. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I just
got an email. Mike Hill say when Edmund lock his 500 up, he want to lock his up too. So since the most real pro
they
in
both?
The world can't get no race, he got two of them now.
So he got two.
Let me take that back.
Only thing about it, he ain't got to come to Montgomery. See, that's what I get. From what I understand, we got to go wherever he want to go.
We lock it in, don't mean shit unless he goes where he want to go.
Yeah, I got
it. Once you lock him in, you got to agree to where he want to go within the 30 days. Now.
Yeah.
Within.
Okay.
He get,
I got it.
And that's true. Let me tell you this. That's true for any champion.
Right.
The champ always gets a chance to pick where he want to go.
I will if he talking about he want to get a race. He know where two pro mods want to lock his ass in there.
Hey, Jay.
At, yes, sir?
It's Wick. What's going on?
Wick. Well, hold on, Wick. I got, I'm glad. Y'all, this is Mike Hill's son. He's on the line. Wick, we were trying to get, I'm glad you're on, Wick. Mighty Joe Young. Mr. Five Feet, you got to hold that thought for 1 second. I got Mike Hill's son on. I had your son on. Wick. Mighty Joe Young, the reigning champion, the reigning grudge, Promar, champion of the world, who whooped your daddy for the championship.
Right.
Have insulted your daddy by calling him Michelle Hill. And I just want
Michelle?
You to know. Huh? That's what he called her, Michelle Hill.
I thought that when he called her Michelle Hill, I heard him say that. See, if I was Michelle Hill, I'd be on his ass this weekend. He couldn't talk to me like that.
When my daddy gets back from overseas, we be all over the world and things. So when my daddy gets back across country, we're gonna lock Mighty Joe Young in for whatever he wanna lock in for. We ain't gonna be back. We ain't gonna be You know, it's going to be whatever he want to do. If he want to rock 5-on-10, that's fine.
But now you heard that from Mike Hill's son himself, Mighty Joe.
Yeah. Well, we got to meet him, whatever we got to do. It ain't going to be no problem. We'll lock him in on 5-on-10 or whatever he want to do. It don't make no difference.
Now I want everybody to acknowledge and accept the fact that I really appreciate. Not only do the racers themselves, but their children come on and defend their daddy. Now, that's what you call family racing. That's what you call family racing.
Yeah.
Thank man and Wick, I do appreciate y'all coming on and defending y'all daddy, because, boy, everybody don't get that. But now, you know, it ain't often that family stand up for each other like this.
And then if he want to run Edmund, and if I'm down when he run Edmund, I'm gonna put 2,000 or 3,000 with Edmund. I'm gonna put the other 2,500 if I'm around when he run Edmund.
Woo.
I ain't scared of Edmund. I'm not scared of Mighty Joe Young with Edmund.
Woo. Mighty Joe, these folks, they trying to get an uprising going. They trying to get an uprising.
Hey, Jay, we him talking about all this. Lock it up. That's all we waiting on. Lock it up.
Well, listen, y'all give me 1 second. Please don't go nowhere, particularly you, Mr. Wick, because you the one just came on, and we done had everybody else. But don't go nowhere. One thing, I need y'all to hear this message. This is a very important message that's coming up next. I need y'all to hear it. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to play it. Here it comes. Mr. Five Speed, when you associate yourself with a fine organization like Grudge Inc., this is what we do, not only for anybody that put action. So the same thing that you're hearing right here, that you've been here, when it's time for your show, sir, because you a man of action, send it to me, okay? You've been here right now. Just hold on 1 second.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th. Come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stunner, versus Kimo, the bad boy.
Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood. King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro. Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Tire Scamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5-Speed. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
All right, Mr. Five Speed, did you hear that, Mr. Five Speed?
Yes, sir. I hear you.
I just want you to know, Mr. Five Seed, the fact that show is one that we're gonna promote hard, but we want you to know that you are part of the family, and that we want, you know, we'll do the same for you. So anytime a man bring in action like yourself, we want to support him 100%. Now, of course, we always want you to support us also. So anything that we can do, I want to offer that out to you. I want everybody to know that Big Plug and Gadget is sponsoring that show out in Lena, Mississippi. And so we hope that everybody come out and support it, and so in turn that we can support them. All right, sir. Mr. Fossey, I think it's on you. I think the last chess move Mighty Joe Young might have moved on you is your turn.
Well, you know, it's simple. We, you know, we got a guy called Mr. Hill and Mike Hill. I ain't going to call him Michelle Hill because I don't think he's that sweet, you know, somebody. You know,
you done told me he pretty sweet now. You done told me he is pretty sweet now. You didn't take him that sweet, but you did say he's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but he ain't that sweet, though. He ain't sweet enough to call him Michelle. He ain't that easy, God dang it. You know, I've been in battle with him before, and I know that, you know, it ain't gonna be no easy hill to climb, and they know it ain't no easy hill to climb. But either way, y'all explained to me about the championship and the champ, how to get where he wants. You know, all he got to accept. All I got to say is March the 24th. And he could go either way. Well, we can get together and talk. I'm going to call him and talk to him. And we can put in $2,500 a piece and come up with a $10 pot. Or he can run me for $25 and see what he can get. If he can get there and do like Tony Wright did, Tony Wright came out and told him, said, all bets come to me. And we went to him. We got our little pot together, went to him, and he covered it. And that's all Mighty Joe Young got to do. But all I'm saying is, anything can happen. You know, a lot of guys sometimes say they'll do this and do that. And we now say at $2,500 because I cannot stand $10,000 by myself. I don't know too many people that can. Maybe he can, but I can't. And I'm not going to lock in for that. And then something happens and a couple of guys can't be there or something. And I can't come over but $4,000 or $5,000. And now I got to come over the rest of it. So I can't do that. I can't afford to do that. So at any rate, if he'll accept my offer, and like I said, we got to talk about it a little bit offline because I understand where he's coming from. I'm not crazy. I've been in the game long enough, and I'm a promoter myself. So
this is a good thing. Yeah. The fact is, if y'all can put together a good show, and you can increase, hopefully you can increase your attendance by 20 or 30%, everybody will be happy. The spectators will be happy. Yeah. The promoters will be happy. Everybody will be dancing in the street. So that's what we're going to do. Now, I got to close out this ProMart section. Now, you gentlemen are more than welcome to stay on. I'm getting too much call from the small tie guys. They say they're yawning. They say they're tired of hearing about this damn big tie action. That's going to happen way over in the damn March. And so, I got to kind of address them for a minute. So, gentlemen, y'all are more than welcome to stay on. Mike Hill's son, Edmund Hall's son, y'all, I need y'all to hang on because I got to get on Mike Hill's son. You know, Mike Hill's son is trying to step up. Mike Hill's son, Wick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bill Jay.
Let me ask you one question. Is it to the point now, this is a question that I've been asked seriously, the small tie guys, have they ran you out of small tie action? Because it's been said that you're trying to take King Kong and move it, you know, and take it on up into a true back half car because there's too many people, like, you know, I'm going to tell you what I was told, that it was a small block out of Louisiana that you were scared to lock in and stock suspension, so you stepping all the way up to back half to leave them look out alone. Is that true?
No, I'm locked in with somebody with a small tycoon. I don't know where they're from. Hell, I think from Louisiana.
from where, I don't know, but no, I'm still small time, 29, no back half, ladder box. So you can be ladder box without being back half. I don't know, a lot of people say if you ladder box, you back half. That's not true. You can take a Mustang and put ladder bars on the Mustang and be mini to it, not back half.
Right. Now, that's, you know, Jimbo, out of, who is the reigning king of the Northeast, is his car was has ladder bars with mini tools, I think. And but let me say this. I got to put this part in, too, that we got coming to Lena, Mississippi. We got Chad out of California. He locked in also with 7-Up and Lena. And so at this point, 7-Up look like they got about 7-Up look like he got about 3 or 4 races locked up. And did anybody, including you, Rick, do anybody dispute, or is it that the 7-Up car should be the 2012 small block grudge racer of the year? Do you agree or disagree with that, Rick?
Yeah, I agree that 7-Up should be the grudge racer car of the year, period. Not no small block or nothing. You should win a grudge race of car of the year, period.
So,
I won probably $70,000 off 7-Up this year.
Yeah. So, as the grudge racer car of the year, you think that it has exceeded the wins and losses or the actions that the Street King out of North Carolina, the White Boys, Big Low, King Biz. Matter of fact, even the 901 boy, King Kong.
Yeah,
now, King Kong, I would think would be in the running for Grudge Racer of the Year, because King Kong, I know personally, have chased Tony Bynes all over the country, and in their pursuit to race Tony Bynes everywhere he went, King Kong and race other people too. So, are you saying that 7-Up exceed King Kong as the racer of the year?
Yeah. 7-Up has won a whole lot of grudge races, has been in a lot of grudge races, and King Kong did half of the grudge races 7-Up has did.
Well, that's real admirable of you to acknowledge. You know, most of the time, Junker won't acknowledge that kind of thing. Now, out of Alabama, you know, is it, we got Evan Hall on the line. Out of Alabama, is it, according to you, according to any of the small tie guys that's on, is it anybody that fear Alabama? We're not talking about Mr. 5 Feet now. We're talking about small tie action. Who is the most feared? Is anybody feared out of Alabama?
No. Everybody know, ain't nobody feared out of Alabama except Edmund. Edmund is holding Alabama together right now. If it weren't for Edmund, Alabama would get ran over. Don't know, ain't nobody scared of nobody in Alabama. I know I ain't.
Ooh, now, you do know Butt Naked is from Alabama.
He's the last person to be scared. He won't even show up. So, you know, I ain't got nothing to say about Butt Naked.
You got Turbo.
I was on Pro Stock Joe show earlier, and he was saying about these fake belt holders and stuff. Like, he one of them, but a lot of them, he said that were fake, ain't fake. You know, well, that's his own opinion. I don't think he, you know, but I know Butt Naked, they need to rubber strip him for his belt. He ain't sure. He went way to Braylington and then even show up with a car. I told him, who wants to see you? No, nobody wants to see you. You don't look good. You ain't no woman. No, nobody wants to see you. You show way over there without a car.
Well, what about Turbo Tim?
Well, Turbo Tim he'll engage now. I ain't got nothing to say about Turbo. He'll engage, but ain't nobody scared of him. He got a turbo. You know, that says a lot there. You know, if he was so bad, you know, a lot of people don't want to run Turbo, but they'll run him. I'll run him too.
And what about moving down the line? You know, Triple X. I think that's a that's a Malibu, I think, out of Alabama.
Yeah, Triple X, he's great. I see him, he engaged, and I see him at all the tracks making noise. So I ain't got nothing. He all right, and Triple X all right.
All right, now you're forgetting about DJ Grant.
DJ Grant, I ain't got nothing bad. DJ Grant, all right with me. He tried to engage. He's trying to do his thing. He just had a few little bad luck this year, but he trying to do his best, and he trying to do his thing. So DJ Grant, all right with me. His butt naked over there, the one I'm having a problem with. he swung on a pole. He swung on a pole.
That killed him.
That just did set a lot for him, you know. He's swinging on poles. And I don't even really want him. But when I do see him, I'm going to try to run him just to show you how he ain't shit.
Well, hold on. We got your dad on the line. Let's open up your dad's mic. I'll just look over here and see your dad is on. Let's see. Michael Hill, how you doing?
I'm good. You seen me about 45 minutes over here. You just not clicking me home.
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't in front of the computer. I apologize, Michael.
I clicked the one right before you got into the small block, the small type deal, but I damn dropped off and had to call right back in. But I don't want to interrupt your small type conversation, Jay, but I didn't understand why they didn't follow up on this. Everybody coming there and put up some money. We ain't asking no track to put up no pot. Hell, I'm gonna come up in there and put my $2,500 up. Evan said he put up 25. I'm sure we can get enough. We ought to be able to get enough to make the pot 20,000. Yeah, 8 cars at 20,000. And I'm sure it ought to be easy to get 8 cars. And so, I mean, I ain't understand what the problem was right now.
Well, all the big tie guys done got off, so I can't address it at the moment. But you want me to get them back on to see what the conversation is?
I mean, they done got off, but I figured out, but I was just curious, you know what I mean, because I mean, it's like, I mean, I kind of understand what happened, so, you know what I mean, it was kind of put out there that, you know, everybody ain't finna lock up, no, the bet $10,000, you know what I'm saying, I ain't finna do it myself right now, you know what I'm saying, I mean, but, and you know, you got to understand, people point from that, that don't mean the pot ain't gonna get up there, but everybody was kind of under that impression that they had to bet 10 when they run my young though. I mean, we ran for five. I mean, they ran me for five, so, and I know better, but a lot of other people are under that impression, so.
He do want to engage. They want to make sure that 2013, that's why they call me, but they want to make sure that everybody understands that they want to engage, that they looking to engage. Now, one of the things that they said they want everybody to take in consideration of is that based on where they live, if they try to come to the south, that's a 12 or 14 or 20-hour ride. And that's the only thing they're saying that most people don't want to, you know, consider.
They must be in Canada. They must be in Canada somewhere.
He told me, I'm going to tell you the way he said, by the time he gets that, it takes him 12 hours, I think they said, 8 or 12 hours to get to Darlington. And then they got to head toward the south.
Well,
yeah. Now, I know. I have no idea, but that's what I was told.
Well, I know the car race in North Carolina a lot. It's, you know, we're in Greensboro here, and that ain't but 4.5-5 hours away. So, yeah. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I'm just saying, if it get worked out at Edmond Deal, we all come in there and put a Mike Stubb, you know, Tony Wright, Mighty Joe Young, and whoever else wants to come in there and put $2,500 up, you know,
right.
And then you know the bet's gonna get out. I just want to address it, but I mean I don't want to stop the show up. I know you got the small stuff thing, but we'll get back on it. But I mean, we'll get a chance.
All right. Well, hold on for a minute, and we might get that back on in a second. So just bear with me. I got this text in. I want everybody to know too that the white boys are being called out. And let me see here. It says that the white boys, that anybody who know how to contact the white boys, that. Dunye want to lock them up, and they're willing to give the white boys the back tie. Dunye said he'll give the white boys the back tie, and on $1,000 on whatever, the white boys get the back tie. He said he'd like to see them in Lena, Mississippi. So if anybody, I'll try to get that word to them too. So if anybody out there that have a way of contacting white boys, Dunye said he want to lock them up and give them the back tie and a thousand, and that's $1,000 on whatever, the way he put it. That
So this Ben thing is getting out of hand, man. Good. God Almighty. What do it mean when you're talking about a man want to bet whatever? Did Wick drop? Mike, you there? Let me see who I got. Hello. All right, I don't know. I can't hear nobody for some reason. Lady A, are you there?
I'm here. I can hear you, Jay.
All right, so maybe they on there. I just can't get them at the moment. But what we're going to do tonight is a holiday. You know, I personally don't want to stay on all night, and we got a lot of people on and a lot of folks want to talk, but I need them to step up and can hear me. Let me, hold on. The king is here. The king is here. Hold on. I get somebody. Before I get to the king, hold on 1 second. Before I get to the king, 773-8424. 773-8424. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Good evening there, Jay Barnes and the rest of the Grudge World. How you doing? This is a kid in Chicago.
Hey, what's going on with you? How things treating you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Your question to that 1,000 on whatever, that means whatever they can come up with.
Do that mean a low figure or a high figure, though? I mean, those men only come up with 800. Is that what he implying? Is he only implying it's a small amount, or is he implying a big amount?
It could be small or either big. It's whatever. That's what it means, whatever you can come up with.
That's something serious, isn't it? Let me bring King Beard in with us on this, and you know who King Beard is, don't you?
Yes, I do. He's on the other side of town from me. I'm from Chicago.
So you acknowledge, you know, I had the mailman. Let me open the mailman. You know, mailman, he's on, still listening, and
did you open my mic back up?
Yes, it is open.
Thank you very much. You had to turn me off.
That we were trying to find, it was some children crying in the background, and so some mic got cut off trying to find them children. But now, going back, I got to get to King Beers. King Beers, you there? I got King Beers. His mic is open, but he might be. Well, bear
he didn't
with
have
me.
To work tonight, did he?
Okay, yeah, my phone was muted. What's
King
going
Beers.
On, Jay? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. What happened then? I got Dunye who said that he want to lock in with the white boys, give them the back tie, and he want to bet 1,000 on whatever. What that mean?
The minimum bet is the lock in is the minimum is 1,000. He has to come up with 1,000 to lock in. So he ain't making no wasted trip to Mississippi. So if they engage, if they agree to his terms and his steps, then they're going to lock in 1,000, just like locking in the 500. But whatever is basically whatever they come up with, he's sure that he'll be able to match it. Or if he don't match it, whatever he come up with, they have to match it. So by me being from Chicago, we're going to have 50 people from Chicago. Maybe 40 of them going to bet with Donye because we got confidence in Donye.
Right.
So with 40 of us betting with Donye, the pot can get, just like Edmund was saying, it can get 15, 20. Just like when the Detroit boys went over to New Jersey, the pot was 40. You know, the pot was 40. That's because they had a whole bunch of guys in that pot. You know, not saying that one is a whole lot of money, because once you get a bunch of people in one pot, it just can get astronomical, you know, because you got, then, you know, it's just good for the rates, because you have people coming in, putting $70 in the pot. You have some people putting $1,500 in the pot. You have some people putting $700 in the pot. Then you have some people coming over there, with two people putting, $250. One got $100, one got, $150. So then, you know, you get to adding all that up. It may come up to $15,000. So, you know, if Ye told them 1,000 on whatever, basically he's telling them to get their money together. He don't have enough firepower
That's a serious engagement. Now, let me tell you about the text I just got. I just got a text from Big Low, and he said, before he gets drunk and lose his phone, he want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. So everybody,
I'm glad I ain't got no problem with that. I don't drink, so I'm glad I don't have that problem. These phones cost too much.
Yeah, yeah, but he just before he loses his phone, you know, he acknowledging that he's gonna get drunk. So, but I might King Beard, did I drop it? Did you just drop? I believe King Beard just dropped. Mailman, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hello, King Beard just dropped right in the middle. You talking about how expensive his phone was?
Edmund Hall gone.
Yeah, you didn't want to know the Edmund Hall action, did you?
No, it was something I just wanted to tell him right quick.
Okay, hold on 1 second. This is another caller, 0992. Your mic is open. Hold on.
Dropped off. Yeah. My phone keeps dropping. I don't know what's going on, Jay.
You're not drunk, are you, Biz?
No, I don't drink. I don't drink champagne. I don't drink. Hey. I got one vice, man, and that's that just drag racing. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't go to them titty bars and all that. I don't do none of that. But when it comes to that drag racing, I spend my last dollar on some C16. I got it bad.
I hear you.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, do you think y'all heard Wick say that he thought that that 7-1-1 should be the grudge race the car of the year? Because of all the engaging and racing, you know. Mailman, what you think about that?
About Tony buying that 7-up car?
Yes, sir.
Truth be told, now, he done engaged, win or lose, and mostly with that 7-up car, he done won more. He done had about 25 races with it and only lost maybe about 3 times this year. So, you know, I mean, he's supposed to be on the top of the list. Now, whether he win it or not, you know, it's the people's choice. No, it's not. Well, it's whoever on that committee's choice. But, you know, yeah, he's supposed to. I mean,
right.
The white boys, they came in like a storm on the end, you know. But, hey, they trying to say Gigantor, you know. But, hey, this is all on the end. If they did that at first, like Tony Bynes did all year, he put a schedule up where he was going to be at, and 99.9, that's where he was, and he engaged. You know, it's not whether you win or lose. It's you engage and then add it all together. See how many you done won and how many you done lost. If you done won more than you done lost, you got to be on the top of the list, and ain't nobody engaged like him, nobody.
Well, you know, that's the thing now. Undoubtedly, he do race now. Biz, what's your thought on that?
I don't disagree particularly on the car, but I do got to say we can't look at quantity. We have to look at quality. You know, it's a difference between the quantity of races. He raced a lot with 7-Up. He won a lot. But the quality of the races that he did, I will have to lean towards the Gangster Boot for what he did against known killers, Chad Henderson and Shane Stack. And
that was
Lee,
a shootout, though. He beat them in a shootout.
That's a shootout. That ain't a grudge race.
Hold on. I'm going to say this. That shootout stuff, they need to throw that out the window because you do the same thing in a shootout that you do in a grudge race. You light the first bulb up, you light the second bulb up, and you go down through that. It doesn't matter.
The same thing. But I mean, I gotta say, Tony done stepped. I done seen this boy run some car with 7-Up, and I was like, I can't believe they stepping out there racing them car and they won. So I mean, they done stepped outside their boundaries too. You know,
I think they stepped out one time. I think it was one time.
They whooped my car.
I think they stepped out one time outside of 7-Up. That's when they raised Big Ball Factor. Everything else, I believe it was pretty much even match. 7-Up ain't no slouch. That's the thing. People look at 7-Up.
Even with Abiz, you think it was an even race when he ran the white G-body from up there, when we was up there? What was it? What his name?
Tate.
Tate. I thought Tate, I maxed him.
You want to know what? I won $800 on that race. I won $800 on that race.
But you probably bet it because you know you're more familiar with the car. We looking at the car like, man, that's a big block. That's a big guy.
Exactly.
I forgot it might have had 29s on, and I'm like, damn, it did.
See, I had inside information there, Mike. I knew the car. I seen the car go down the track. If he make a hit 10 times, he get down the track maybe 1.5 times. So I had inside information. Y'all just looking at the way it sit, big block,
exactly.
29s. Right. I think Tony stepped out one time, and that's with big ball factor. Everything else, I feel like whatever they raced, it was pretty much evenly met.
But that big ball factor was a small block on 28.
Huh?
That's a big ball factor, a small block on 28.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, because see, this is a race, we're talking about doing a $15,000 race. Do y'all actually think that big ball outclass the small blocks? Without a doubt, will get in a race against big ball.
Not no small block race.
They wouldn't have no minute that many cars.
Now, Jay, I got to say this. Well, if you said you're doing a $15,000 race and there's no entry fee, everybody going to get in. They ain't got nothing to lose. But if you do a $15,000 race, somebody got to put $500 or $1,000 up. You ain't gonna get a big ball in it. You're not gonna get the cock out. Only way ball lose is they do some red light, blow the tires off, something like that.
Well, I disagree because I think it depends on if you kept it to only the grudge small block, you might have a point there. But there's some small block cars out there just as fast as big balls, just not faster. They run at weight. So if you put a shootout out there for that type of money, you're going to see a whole bunch of small blocks come out of nowhere that you probably didn't think. They got a class in North Carolina. That's all they run is fast-ass small blocks. And them boys been fast at weight. So, I mean, I'd say it's some more out there that's real competitive with ball fans. I think it's just because ball fans are the only one we see in grudge racing. Right now, they've got a fast pump block.
Nitrous?
Yeah,
nitrous. Only?
Nitrous.
Oh, okay.
Look at that 28? Boy. Go study Barry Mitchell and all them boys like that got and see what they done really run around here. And they had weight. Now, that's talking almost 3,000 pounds. Let them boys get the weight out of these cars like Big Ball. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Big Ball ain't running around. Not taking nothing away from ball, but I'm saying he ain't running around here, got to be at 3,000 pounds.
True.
That makes a difference. But now let me tell you what I was told by a couple of small blocks. Matter of fact, David Floyd was one. David Floyd said he really wants. He said he thinks that big ball. This is what he told me, that he thinks that people think big ball is running a number. Now, not that he's slow now. They ain't trying to say that, but they think they didn't put a number on him, and because other people have had trouble, you know, it kind of validating that and make everybody kind of scared. But he said that he's looking forward to locking up with Big Ball.
John, what's Jay? I gotta say this. What's taking him so long then?
I don't know. He's saying he told me that last week. Now he told me that last week that when the car raised up and he said he think it damaged something. So since then he's been trying to get it back under control. But he's now according to him, he believes. Not that the big ball is slow, but the fact that he happened when he get beside people, it unnerve them, and they make mistakes, and then end up, you know, not necessarily running the numbers. It ain't, you know, they ain't really running no super numbers. So
well,
I don't know his number.
He definitely fast, and you got to give him credit because he put together a well organized team that sit there and don't mind racing, don't mind making laps to get it fast. He did that, and I think that's a lot of fear. I think a lot of fear. He fast, but I think a lot of fear is He got himself, Steven Jackson. They think Phil, you know, I mean, he got a lot of talent in his corner, and that put a lot of fear in a lot of people right there alone.
Exactly. And I think that's what they're saying. That in itself, that a lot of people bow down before they even get, you know, if they go in there, if they go in there and fight him head up, they come out a lot better than they think. Now, I'm quoting David Floyd on that now.
Hey, Jay, if David, I've seen both cars run. I've seen David run in Macon, and I've seen Big Ball run in Florida. And I'm going to say this, and you can mark my words. If David Floyd line up against Big Ball Factor, I'm going to roll you my money so fast it's going to be like a bowling ball. Now, I will say this. You do have to engage because the car, sometimes you got to gamble. The car may not run a particular way every time it goes down the track. You know, that's drag racing. But if both of them make the trip, it's going to be a gap.
You saying Big Ball?
By all train right, smoke.
All right, now let's go, since I got everybody on now. Let me hit this other topic. What is it that Big Low, why is it that Big Low, each time that he's got the big deal on the damn, like this last weekend, he had the white boys in his sights and his system, nicer system went out on him. What is it? Is this say something about his team, preparation, or just bad luck?
Call that buzzer luck.
Well, Mike, what do you think?
I had to click on what happened, Jay?
Every time it comes down to Big Low going up for the big race, whether it's against whoever's against, like this past weekend, a couple weekends ago, he was against the white boy. He had him in his sight. He beat him off the tree, and something happened to his nitrous system. In Macon, he got the back tie and wheels to it. Over in last year, and I think his nitrous system didn't work over in at Bat Tuesday. So, what is it that is it that the pressure, poor tuning, not enough practice, or buzzer look?
I'd probably say the monkey, you know, because that monkey get on somebody's back, and boy, I'm telling you, he doing the right thing. He keep fighting till you take him off, and that's the only thing you can really do. And it happens, man. I feel like I experienced that this year, you know, but you know, it ain't gonna always be that way. That's table turn, so I mean, you just have a streak of bad luck.
Yep, tell him, Mike, it's just buzzer luck. That's all. Buzzer luck.
Yeah, you know. We all get that. We all had that sometime in racing.
They have fought all across the country, but every time, and they won, but every time it came to the big prize, for some reason, something go wrong, you know. And I was just wondering if that's something. But I tell you, somebody else that suffered from the same thing.
Well, that might be fresh. If it always happened with the money, that means he might need to, you know, calm down, put a pacemaker in the final round or something.
But listen to this now. What about Lethal Weapon? Lethal Weapon, he traveled with Big Ball. He right there, he get the same information that the Shadow and Big Ball, all of them getting. But Lethal Weapon can't close the deal. He had two opportunities to close the deal ahead. So is it in his case, is it bad luck? I just ain't got enough.
Can you hear me, Jay?
Huh?
Can you hear me? Okay. Lethal Weapon, chassis problems. When they get that chassis straightened out and they run against the white boys, it's a gap.
There's a gap.
It's a gap.
So you said that you don't see. Now you didn't say that with Big Low, so you don't think Big Low got a chance?
No, Big Low Big Low, you got to realize Big Low is coming off of 29 going on to 28, and he do most of his testing on 29. So he once he get on a 28, he got minimal test time, and he just in a shootout, you know. But, you know, Low ain't at his best. So it's a difference. It's a difference when he jump on that 28. But I seen that white Monte Carlo. That white Monte Carlo. That thing had to be played with.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. This way, Seven Up beat Big Ball Factor, and Big Ball Factor beat Gangsta Boo.
Say that again.
I said Seven Up beat Big Ball Factor,
No. Seven Up won on a red light.
With Big Ball Factor.
Yeah, with Big Ball Factor. Big Ball Factor red light.
But that means he beat Big Ball Factor, and Big Ball Factor beat.
He won the money. He didn't beat him.
Yeah.
He won the money. Yeah. You beat me. You beat me. There's a difference. You beat me. Big 7-Up won the money.
Yeah, it don't make a difference. All of the same.
No. 7-Up don't want them problems. Believe that.
No, I don't. But he won. I mean, you know, it just don't matter. It don't matter how you won. You can do it. I don't care. It don't matter how you
gambling,
won.
In gambling sense, you are absolutely correct. In the gambling sense, you are absolutely correct. But what I'm saying is, you ran Big Ball Factor with Wisconsin Predator.
Right.
Okay.
Big Ball Factor beat him.
Right. But then you have problems. Then you stand
up
for something.
Yeah, we screwed it up.
So he won. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you make the trip, then that's when I say you got beat. To me, it's a difference.
Right.
Now, the money just changed hands. He got the money. You know what I'm saying? He won the race, but he didn't beat you. That's what I mean. If you understand what I'm saying.
I feel like that on a lot of races today. When the smoke clear, you got beat. They don't want to hear that. You red lighted.
They don't
hear none of that.
Right.
The fans don't want to hear none of that. You lose.
You're right.
I start accepting that just it's a loss. Ain't no excuses. I lost.
You accepted it because you paid it. So you accepted it when you paid it. But what I'm saying is you will take the Predator and run him again.
No.
You don't. You wouldn't.
You know the definition of a red light. Does anybody know the definition of a red light?
You leave it too early.
You leave it too early under pressure or malfunction. Which one is it?
That's what happened. He deep staged. I seen the videotape. He deep staged and he red lit.
Yeah, he tried to cut a good light these days.
It didn't have to. Sometimes you got to even know your opponent.
Right.
Sometimes you got to know your opponent. He didn't have to cut a good light.
That's what you call pressure.
Yeah.
And pressure will bust the pipe.
Hold on, let me tell you. I don't care who you run. Anytime you get in that car, it's pressure on you.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Mike, let me tell you what Mike DeJohn said. I forgot about this part. He said that when he was up there, that he hooked you on six cylinders. Make sure that you bring it up. He said that he hooked you on six cylinders when he ran you up there and for the belt. He brought that point out. He made sure. I supposed to have been bringing that up, and I just paid attention to my notes. But so, Mike, make sure the man said that he hooked you on six cylinders, and you might all try to get him to do it again on six and see what he says. Did Mike drop? Where Mike at?
He be on mute.
Okay. Well, let's go back. Give me an opportunity to open up a couple of these mics. Terry, your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
All right, now, Terry. Give us some good words. What you got? What about the $100,000 show, Terry? What you got?
It's coming up. We're going to do it in September.
Oh. All right, Gary.
We're just working on some race cars now.
What else you got on your mind?
Nothing, just calling in and tell everyone Happy New Year. Everyone be safe.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Let me ask you this. Do you agree? You got a chance to see 7-Up. You got a chance to see, I don't know if you've seen Big Ball Factor, but let me ask you a question. Is 7-Up, do you think 7-Up would be the racer of the year?
The race car of the year?
Yes.
No.
Then who would you nominate for that position?
King Biz.
King Biz. All right.
No,
all
I'm just joking. I know he's on there. That's why I was saying. I mean, 7-Up engaged a lot, but, I mean, it's not, to me, it's not the most feared grudge car, is it?
No. It's not. That's a whole different category. We're talking about the original question was, as a small block stock suspension racer of the year.
Uh-huh.
And Wick said that he thinks that 7-Up is strong enough to be the racer of the year.
I might go with that. I mean, because Big Ball Factor just started to come around. You know, I don't think 7-Up has a chance against Big Ball Factor in a race. But 7-Up engaged the most and did the most grudge racing, I think, throughout 2012.
At all. And now, did you get a chance to see King Kong when we was up there?
I think yes.
Now, not bringing up how he got beers, but do you think that he's worthy of a give me your opinion of King Kong as a 2012 rap. What's your opinion of that car?
I think that's a bad bitch, I'll tell you that. And that's a 29 though, right?
Yeah, it's a 29, I think.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big block on 29. So then, as it relates, I mean,
a 29W.
Oh, is it a W? So he's in like the Gangster Boo class then.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So would you put King Kong over the Boo?
No.
Would you put King Kong over Big Low?
I had $40 fucking. I'm like, oh my God. Now, over what though?
What? I'm saying King Kong over Big Low, head up for the eighth, through the eighth.
I would go with Big Low.
Alright, let's go. If we could put 28 on King Kong against the white boy, head up through the eighth, what'd you give?
I would go with the white boys, just because King Kong's. I don't think King Kong's been on 28.
He put 28 on that car. He put 28 on that car. He got the back tire.
Is that King Biz saying that?
He put 28 on that. He got the back tire.
You don't want that trouble, Biz. You put
28 on that. I'll take that trouble.
I'll run you. Hey, Biz. I don't run you with the head up, though.
No. I don't want some problems. But you take them shoes off and put 28. You don't have the power of that fire. I know that.
Hey, Terry.
On
what I was looking at though, the Gangsta Boo only been in like 4 grudge races. The Big Low, he beat Big Low several times. The White Boys beat him. Big Ball Factor and the Plump.
He beat Big Ball Factor.
Plummer beat
right. I said he beat Big Ball Factor.
The racist. Okay.
Yeah.
Bill, you old King Kong.
I said a plumber beat.
I said the plumber beat the Gangsta Boo, and the wife beat the Gangsta Boo, and he only been in two other grudge races, and that's Big Low and Big Ball Factor.
Here's
what I'm looking at. I have a time in my head of I'm going by ETs from what I seen King Kong go in my head, and from what I think I've watched the Gangster Boo go, I would have to go with Gangster Boo.
Well, I thought they were talking about food, the men's grudges and what kind of grudges and that the Cotton had. That's what I was thinking. And then I tried to run on two known occasions that they wouldn't run me, Fat Tuesday and when we was in Vidalsa.
See, that's what I'm saying. We can't do quantity. We got to do quality. We can't do quantity.
Yeah,
because these cars are so fast.
And I tried to run Big Low. Now, Big Low blowed his scoop off. We was going to run. He blowed his scoop off while we was in Vidalsa, so we couldn't run because he couldn't fix his scoop. But I've tried to, and I wanted to run Big Low for Fat Tuesday. They said he had to run against the boot, but I ain't got no problem running neither one of them.
Yeah, that's why I say let's do the quality of races, because these cars are so fast. And you may only get 10 or 15 passes out of them before you blow the motor up. So the 7-Up car has been dead consistent and dead. He stayed together the whole season. Whereas these other cars.
I hadn't blown my motor on neither one of mine.
Right. Consistent. The tune is right. But everybody can't say that, Wick. Everybody
right,
can't say
right,
that.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
So with
well,
these fast cars.
They never throw the motor on 7-Up, and it just was up.
Consistent. No, the tune was right, and he got a lot of quantity of races. But when you take another car, just say like, and we also look at King Kong. Tony can race a lot of people because he's in a lot of people's classes. 7-Up is in a lot of people's classes, so he can go to the slower eyes. Whereas King Kong can't race a lot of people because a lot of people ain't in that class. So that's why you can't take the quantity of races. You got to take the quantity, because you may get 5 races and he may get 25 races. So you have to look at the races, because he more so small block, stock switching on 28.
Right.
He got 5,000 cars he can race. Where you 29 ladder bar with a 29 big block.
Yeah,
you may only have 200 cars you can race. So it's a difference, man.
Yeah.
You can't do it with how many races they do.
And I can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody out of race been a bad boy.
Let's get back to Biz giving back some of the back tires. Let's get back to that. So.
No, I mean I ain't gonna
put
28.
Who's going on 28?
He ain't gonna put 28 on that car. They're going to blow the car off.
Gotcha.
No, I can get down the track on 28. I can get down the track on 28 and go pretty fast, but I just don't have the time to mess with it right now.
Right.
Y'all give me 1 minute. Let me open up a couple of these mics. Big Danny, your mic is open. And Sherman, you coming up next. Big Danny, what's going on?
Not much. Daybons, Beers, Terry.
What's up, baby?
Rick. Everybody, I'm just saying hi, man. Just listening to everything before the new year kick off. Just hear some good talk before the new year kick in.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Sherman, your mic is open. Sherman, your mic is open. Go ahead. Sherman, are you there? I don't know if Sherman can hear. Well, I'm going back. My main man, Leon. What's going on, Leon?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? What's happening?
What's up, Leon?
What's going on, Wig? What's going on, everybody? Early Happy New Year. I'm having a good time right now, man.
It's cold over there.
That's all right.
I'm eating them black RPs and pound cakes and German chocolate cakes and laughing and talking with my sister. I said, let me call to hear my brothers. I got to hear from my brothers.
What's up, Leon?
What's
we
happening?
Appreciate it, Leon.
Yeah, I hear y'all talking about some heavy stuff there.
Well,
y'all kind of had Terry kind of confused there, man.
Terry looked scared to make that charge, but he came through.
But now,
the pussy.
But now, let me. I got to find out this question. I got Leon. Hold on 1 second. I got to find out earlier tonight. I got to talk about DJ Grant. So y'all don't think that DJ Grant is worthy of any kind of trophy or belt for 2012? Before y'all answer that, let me open this bank, and we'll get his opinion first. DJ Grant, are you there?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
What's happening?
What up, DJ?
DJ Grant, 2012, what category should you be nominated for in 2012, DJ Grant? I mean, do you think?
I should get a trophy for having the worst buzz of luck for 2012.
No, DJ, I wouldn't say that, DJ. I wouldn't say that about you.
And I don't know, man. That's your opinion,
but I'm gonna speak my opinion because I'd have been in your situation. At least when you go, you try to engage. Now, fuzz the crowd performance, them issues, we all catch up with us. It's just your problems probably chase you a little longer. But fam, in other words, you good. If you wouldn't have problems with your car, I think you would whoop a lot of people, and you definitely will engage. You know what I'm saying? It's just the problem with the cars that stop you from doing what you want to do.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I ain't trying to, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you still, I ain't exempt from nothing. So, I mean, the proof is in what you do, man. And I just ain't, you know, I've been trying to do it, but I just ain't really been able to do it. So,
you know what? It ain't your path. That's what it was.
That's it. You know, I just got to sit back and play my position, man, and, you know, just try to
Hold on a second, DJ Grant. I got to get this. I got a 2120467. 2120467. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
212. I don't know about 212. I know about 951. What's going on here, buddy?
What's that?
Hey, I think it got late for J.C. and Crawford tonight.
Oh, my. Hey, I'm telling you, man. I got this computer said you coming out of D.C., man.
The lady I showed her,
the computer said you coming out of D.C. That was the computer saying that. I don't know what. But let me ask y'all this now. The question that I had on the table, listen now. All right, Clark, listen to this. The Promart 2000 year race of the year is, I'm saying, as a nominee now, I'm talking about Evan Hall. I'm saying the small block, stock suspension, grudge racer of the year, Sam Muck. I'm saying that the G body of the year, white boy. I'm saying the back half of the year. I'm gonna say the shadow. I'm trying to think, that's what I see. All right, starting with Clark. What you did agree or disagree with those, Clark?
I disagree with a few of them. I do agree with the back half of the year. I agree it should go to the shadow. You know, he have engaged more than the rest of the back halves, and I think he'd have won more races than most of them. I disagree with the G-body of the year. My vote gonna go with the Gangsta Boo, Jay, and the reason I say that is because the Gangsta Boo ran everybody that would race him with a G-body. They only lost one race against the white boys, but they had to go down to the white boys' size to even get that race because the white boys had also done the same thing for them. They could have went to 29 and ran the Gangsta Boo if they really wanted to engage with them. So the Gangsta Boo showed that they did want to engage, and they went to the 28th just to bring action. So my vote still go with the Gangsta Boo.
They didn't run me. I tried to run them.
Well, Whit, you know, I did see you in Hattiesburg. You was trying to engage with the Gangsta Boo, and I think they told you that they had Big Low locked in and they was trying to run that race. But you did try to run them. Yes, you did. I have to agree with that. But you're not a
Right. I ain't taking nothing from the Gangsta Boo, but the white boys are with everybody. Ain't no way the white boys shouldn't win the G-Bot of the year. Ain't no way. They can whip too many cars.
Hey, but
they can't win.
That last race when the Gangsta Boo wrecked, that last race, you know, my hat goes to the Gangsta Boo, man, because they tried to create action. They put on 28 just to race the white boy. The white boy wouldn't entertain the thought of racing them on 29. They wouldn't even entertain the thought. So, you know, that's why my vote goes to the Gangsta Boo.
Hey, be close.
Hey,
Let me say this. Now, as far as, I mean, because we got to look at it from two angles, because we have split this thing up. I mean, as far as extreme G-body and then just regular, like, G-bodies on 28. Now, if you break it up like that, like how it's been ran, you know, as far as regular G-body and G-body on 28, hands down is the white boys all the way. But as far as probably most feared, and I mean, in this extreme G-body world, I mean, it's hands down Gangsta Boo, because, I mean, it just, it wasn't really nobody really out there trying to even engage with the Gangsta Boo. It wasn't so much, I mean, besides, I mean, Whit, you know, has been trying, I guess, tried to engage with him, but, I mean, nobody was even trying to run the car. Right.
I mean, you got to look at it from that side. I mean, and the thing is, half of the year is over because they wrecked the car half of the year. So, I mean, they didn't even have a chance to finish the year out. But, I mean, not taking anything away from the white boy, because the white boys definitely, I mean, they definitely deserve probably one or two awards for the action that they brought, you know, to the G-Body world, and they just been doing their thing. So, I mean, they got a good program going now, so it's definitely not nothing trying to take away from the white boys, but I think the white boys really start trying to do a little more grudge racing a little late in the year.
I don't think the white boys asked them to put the 28s on the Gangsta Boo. They did that on their own when they was racing the white boys in Vidalska and Rick Romeo, when the white boys beat Romeo over in Vidalska. I think they
lost the pass
and decided we'll try to put the 28s on the Gangsta Boo because they felt like they beat them.
I think that was more so Tony's doing. Tony just wanted all the belts. But that is Tony bringing action to the game because, like, you know, Clark just said, you know, the white boys weren't going to put no 29s on that car and even entertain the thought of going at the Gangsta Boo. I mean,
ain't all that part of stipulation?
Huh?
All that part of skipping your race to your business?
No, I'm not taking nothing away from either party. What I'm saying is Tony was bringing action to the game as far as trying to do it.
But the white boys, if the cars won't race them on 29, they probably still can beat them.
I mean, but hands down, they stand in their lane and they dominating in their lane. So, I mean, I'm not mad at them for doing that either. I mean, that's their program. That's what they want to do. So, if that's what they want to do, fine. I mean, you can't. That's their decision. But, I mean, just like I said, like with the Gangsta Boo, if I own the Gangsta Boo, hell, it would have been a whole lot of other cars I've been drawing on. I've been drawing on some backhands.
Half of the back half, I was scared to run against the Boo. But everybody loves to go see the Gangsta Boo.
I don't really know. I'm just saying. I mean,
that's
if,
a lie. That's
hold
a lie.
On,
Gangsta Boo ain't that goddamn fan.
Hey, DJ.
Hold on. I don't know no backhand that was scared. He got some backhand Gangsta Boo can beat now.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying they were scared. I'm just saying that if I owned it, I would probably jump. It'd probably be some backhand that I would probably jump on. I'm not saying that they that bad. I'm just, you know what I'm saying. That's all.
Which one you would have jumped on, DJ?
I don't. I can't, man. I don't know.
DJ enjoying the new year. He drinking.
I don't drink, man. I'm just sitting back, staying in my lane, man. That's all I'm trying to do. Trying to get ready
hey,
for
DJ.
13, man. Yes.
Hey, look. The one thing that you said that was correct, sir. The only reason why they put the 28s on that car is because they had every belt but one, and that was that 28. Other than that, just like you said, they would never, ever, never put them 28s on. But they was hungry. They wanted all the belts. They had every belt except that one. And the only way they was going to get that belt is to put them 28s on. So what you said was 100% correct. But anybody else, that extreme race that they ran between Chad and them, both of them offered to run him head up at any track that they wanted to go, and they didn't want none of that smoke. They didn't want none of that smoke, and that's the truth. When they won that extreme belt from them, both of them cars, that twin and that Buick Regal, that Grand National, both of them offered the race again at any track. Not for no belt, but just to you know for some money and just to race, and they didn't want none of that trouble.
Oh, well, I think they probably acted like they did or something. I don't know, but I mean, I can say it's almost kind of like how you got Ball Factor right now. Like right now, I feel like Ball Factor is probably one of the most feared persons on 28. But at the same time, I think he started poking his chest out a little too late in the game as far as the year 2012 is concerned.
Yes, sir.
You know, all he was doing was talking more so at Tony Bynes. You know, they go back and forth, but he should have been concentrating on a whole lot more other people. But now he just made it where he, you know, he's a bad, I mean, man, that the man's a bad man. And,
he just came
a little too strong, a little too late.
Well, he on
I know of you, but I don't know you personally. But I guarantee in my heart, I know you going to try Big Ball Factor before 2:13 is over with. I bet you. If you ain't scared of the white boys, then you definitely not scared of them.
You might be right. I mean, I'm just doing what I need to do so I can be a factor in 2013. I'm gonna leave it at that.
A factor,
hey,
a factor for Ball Factor. Yeah, I know.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Don't be as though you a rerun too. You and Biz got hooked back up too now.
Nah, Vince said he ain't gonna. He gonna leave that alone.
You know, Vince was running me because wasn't nobody running me.
Vince color looking good there, making my seen the video.
Hey, Mike Hill. Vince told him if he put 28s on, he can have the back tar.
So that means we both on 29,
they'll
go ahead
that way. Yeah, that's what Wick told him. He said, no, he don't want that trouble, but if we come down to them 28s, he can have the back tar.
No, I told him we had a car that was already on 28s.
Oh, not King Kong?
Predator.
Oh, well, he must didn't hear that, Wick.
We were running with
28
on the other one.
He might have heard that one.
Hello? What
did
you say?
But see, he don't know nothing about that one. I didn't want to bring that up because, you know, they say ghost cars, that they don't want to do nothing with ghost cars. So, I mean, that'll be good, too.
What's that?
He ain't got no trouble either.
I didn't hear what y'all said.
Hold on. Let me go back to my list. I don't see... did anybody speak up on my list of Frog disagree? Well, let me ask this question. Mike, you back on. Do anybody agree or disagree that the shatter should be the 2012 Grudge Racer back half of the year?
I agree, because hell, he tried to run everybody.
So do we have any disagreements on that? No disagreements on that?
I can't really disagree. I mean, I heard the man come on and talk, and I mean they got a strong team over there, man. So you know I gotta kind of agree also.
All right, what about the my choice of the that was the back half. I pick we ain't got nobody. Nobody want to challenge the fact that. At 7-Up, and as it relates to the small block top suspension car of the year.
Oh, hands down, you got to give that to
7-Up. Yep, I have to agree with him.
That ain't no. It is what it is, man. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you can't look at no other record as far as that car is concerned. I mean, ain't nobody else gonna have a record even close to that car. As far as
actually
engaging and racing?
I got a man who just sent me a text, and he said that whatever Wick is considered for, he want to challenge Wick for whatever category, he's in. This man said that he want to not only challenge you, Wick, on the track, but also on the pole.
That's butt naked.
Butt naked. That's butt naked.
So
you're wrong with that, D.
Wick, you done challenge on the track and the pole, Wick. Butt naked,
what's
one of them?
Oh, no, y'all doing all right?
What's happening, butt naked?
I don't know. Y'all having a good topic tonight. Seems like everything going pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Butt naked.
Yes, sir.
Do you want any trouble from Wick?
You know what? Witt is not in my clan. I didn't know he had that kind of a car. I thought he had a stock suspension car. But you know what? I think I will try Witt.
Don't think, but neck. Either you're going to try me, you ain't going to try. Come on now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and round about. We look all right. I think we're going to try and round Mark tonight. I think he's going to Mike, little event up there in South Carolina. I might try and Dean.
Hey, but Nick.
Yeah.
We already challenged you. Said that whoever wins can't be no more.
You said what now? Say that again.
Whoever wins, Mike Hill can't be their daddy no more. He wanted to race you for Mike Hill.
He might want to get ready to be a bastard then, because he ain't gonna. He ain't gonna be a daddy no more. I'm gonna fuck him up with that back head, Carl.
Rick said he don't have a back head.
I am not gonna have no 28s or no 29s on either.
I don't give a fuck what you got on.
Okay, sound good.
Hold on, Will. You can't say that.
Willie bar. As long as you ain't got Willie bar.
You said you ain't care what I got on.
Man, don't try to put Willie balls and all that bullshit on. Ain't nobody running that shit. Keep your pole in the house. Don't put it on the car.
I'm going to fix it up in the trailer, man. So I turn the air conditioner on. We can do it up in the trailer with them guns.
Yeah. Hey, man. Stay out of the way. That's all you need to do.
Until I get Biz back, I'm going to get on your ass. How about that?
Yeah, you better not fucking with Biz, because this ain't what you want.
All right.
But, nigga, who's going to be your driver this year?
Shit, T-Man going to drive Ring once he get in there. He gonna be all right.
Oh, okay.
He's still in there. And unless we go way out of town, he ain't going. Unless I fly him in. I didn't think about it. The Jay Bond told me down, you only should have flew him in. I guess I had to fly him in down to Bradenton or where we go when we go off a long way. He said, he'll go to South Carolina.
Yeah, you got to fly your drive in, man. You got to be first class with that shit. You got to fly your tuna in sometime, too.
Yeah, like that, we got to do what we got to do, Wick. That's why I'm glad, Reese, you know, I'm stacking my paper back so I can come back strong.
We ain't going to have time to fuck with you. We got three or four new cars we fucking with. We ain't going to have time to fuck with your ass.
Yeah, yeah, y'all leave. Yeah, y'all leave. We're going to go and get to it. But see, when I come to that race up in South Carolina, I'm going to be on 28. I guess I do. And I ain't got but one set of rims. I guess I have to break them down like
I might not even be at. I might not even be at that race, man. I don't care what you on. Whatever you see me, whatever you on, get in the way, and then you get run over.
No, I'm going to have to be sitting like that. I'm putting 29 W's on that motherfucker like you.
I don't care what I'm on. When I see my main, I'm going at my main. That's how I do it. I don't care what I'm on.
See, I'm coming to bring them 5,000 back. That's what I'm coming to do. Then I won't get on.
Well, yeah, if I do be up, I won't be bringing the other 5 back for that 29 thing or whatever.
Well, that'll be the thing we do back for the end.
It don't matter what I'm on. You good at what you want, I'm good at what I'm on.
Oh, yeah, I'm good on the 28, but I'm better on them 29.
Well, that's what you need to be on, fool. Hello?
So why do you put 28s on if you better on 29?
Well, when I came back out this time, I came out on 28 because a lot of 28 time went out there. And 29, it ain't a whole lot of money out there like that in them class, in them shootouts, rather.
Did you make a lot of money in the 28 class?
Hell no, I broke. I ain't been back.
Yeah, well, you need to put the 29s back on.
Yeah, I'm going back to 29. I'm in between both of them. Speaking of that, Wick, I got to sell them new 315. Goddamn, y'all need to sell your ass at a good price. I ain't going to use them no more. They got two passes on them.
They give me them motherfuckers.
I just say, I damn near give you these. I'll give you the motherfucker with $250, two passes.
Damn.
Look at them and tell you. I don't need them motherfuckers.
You need to put them on. Them the big, that motherfucker, that's the motherfucker you need on.
That's a big old motherfucking tie. That tie. Mm-hmm. I ain't putting that something back on my car.
That
motherfucker,
you need
them on now. All tracks ain't prepped for that. All tracks ain't prepped for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you talked to Mark lately?
Yeah, I talked to him today.
Oh, okay. He going to make it to Hattiesburg or you don't know?
Nah, he probably won't make it to Hattiesburg. He'll be in the halfway house.
Oh, okay then. Okay. Yeah, this kid in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Look up, Ken. Nah, he ain't going to make it to Hattiesburg.
Oh, okay then.
Well,
what happened? Everybody got quiet?
No, I'm waiting on you, Buttneck.
You know, Buttneck, anytime you come on, you know you shut the show down. You know how that, you know they scared of you.
No, ain't nobody scared of me. Hey, I know what other war y'all gonna get, goddammit. Y'all got the war for the most punk out paid in the year.
Uh-oh, here you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Who you nominate
for that?
Well, it ain't but two men on the phone with Jerry Curl Hill. It ain't but one on there paying the punk out money.
Hey, don't talk like that about DJ.
I don't feel nothing about it. Right.
Now, that's my buddy that y'all got to lay off on. You been that drunk, I'm going to knock y'all.
Hey, listen.
Hey,
we ain't saying nothing about it. You want one?
That's my butt. We can do each other like that.
What about the world for showing up without your car the most?
Sound like butt naked.
You got me then, Wick. You got me then.
Hey, hold on, y'all. I'm getting another text. They said, what about who got a drive shot that look like a handlebar?
Oh. All right, Jake, you got some joke tonight.
Oh,
But, nigga, let me tell you this. I have had so many calls to tell me that they ain't never seen a dry shovel, such a skinny dry shovel in their life.
That dry shovel ain't skinny, man. That dry shovel called me $800, boy.
Ooh, woo.
$779 what I paid for that dry shovel. Put in your gas to go get it at $800.
I don't know if y'all seen that dry shovel.
You buying shit and don't know what you're buying, man. They selling you anything.
I don't know if y'all seen butt niggas dry shell, but I promise you, it went big as my wrist.
Big boy, you know you can tell some, man. You know you can tell some good ones.
Okay, I'm going to ask, Starter.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The dry shell that butt nigga had. Was the diameter more than 3 inches?
Nah, I can't even speak on it because I didn't see it, and I just seen it on the video. I ain't see his actual physical dry shell. I can't speak on that.
Well, I seen it, and it looked like a good 3 inch damn ball. I might get it a little bit.
That thing was big. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jay Bonds, that wasn't no Walmart special, was it?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I got one of the dry shell. It's crazy when we was building my car, I remember, and it surprised me because, when I was building this car versus the dry shaft I had in my old car, I honestly didn't realize a dry shaft cost that much, but I don't think mine's no real big diameter either, but, you got to buy them for the spec. I know it's the best what it's supposed to be, but I don't think it's no real big diameter.
Check to see if it was expensive.
It costs about what nigga talk. I know it's in the $700 to $900 range somewhere in there.
Right. But listen to this. You got to pay attention to this. If your exhaust pipe on your street car is the same size as the dry shaft on your race car, something wrong.
Well, Jay, that's the same size. I got like a 5-inch exhaust pipe on mine, homie. On my exhaust at the bottom down there.
I said if your exhaust pipe on your street car is bigger than your dry shaft on your race car, something wrong.
Well, that is my street car. That's my street car, red car, all car. Shit. I want to build my street car so goddamn bad, but shit, racing take too much out of you, man. You can't do nothing there.
The hell of the street, man.
You gotta get famous.
Then somebody wanna see you. When you ain't shit, they don't wanna see you. You are number the car. When you start being somebody, then you can show up without your car. See, Joe don't have to have no car. Mississippi Joe, he show up, everybody wanna see him. See, he got his fame already.
Shit, I got mine too, homie. I don't need all them people. I don't need nobody but me and my crew.
Shit. You ain't got shit.
Nah, I sure don't. I sure ain't. Hey, Wick. Let's just say you win at 29 race and I win at 28 race. How about
put
we
the
put
money
some
up, both are 27?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Man, your shake ass ain't
going to
do shit.
But, on the other hand, I'm going to take that strike back from DJ. Instead of pissing on him, boy, I want to piss on yo. How about that? If I win.
Nah, you don't piss on my mouth. You beat me out of whatever. You don't piss on my mouth. You're going to have all the trouble you want. You're going to have all the trouble you want. You act like you want to piss on my mouth. I ain't got no backyard ass mouth. You don't piss on that.
I turned your goddamn metal pipe green, goddammit.
No, sir. You get your money. You don't piss on my mo.
had to throw that in, my time, see what you think about it.
Hey, fella. I'm gonna get, hey, this is Big Clark, man. I'm going to get off. I just want to tell everybody, man, Happy New Year.
Same to you, Clark.
Happy
ready,
New Year to you.
Everybody get ready for a good 2013, bro.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. What's J-Bone doing? I see you got some folks in the private room. What you doing, J-Bone? You don't know whether you're going to make that raid for real or not on the night? Wait. Yo.
Sound like Whit might have dropped off.
Let me see.
No, I'm on. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Whit's still on. I'm looking at him on the computer. You going to make the race? You don't know whether you're going to make the race or not on the night yet?
I hadn't decided. No, I don't know.
I'm going to try to make it if it's warm enough. I can't do no cold race. I want to make Big Clark them raid, too, but shit, if it's cold, I ain't going nowhere, homie. Country boy can't take that cold weather like that.
I'm going to be somewhere. I don't get care if it's cold or hot. I'm going to be somewhere. I don't know where I'm going
to be. Okay. Yeah, I got a lot of folk coming up that way up the mic event. My buddy and them got a new G-body. All three of them bringing their cars up there to get in that 28 tirade.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm probably end up at anyway, but I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. I'm going to see what it do. Shit, I don't know how many people might get in at 29. Well, a lot of folk might put 29s on, but shit. That 28 will be some easy cake. That reason I put them 28s on mine.
You know.
So what now?
Hey, Black Legend.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that you dodging Wick?
Man, I ain't no what near dodging Wick. Wick the dog. Wick ain't no bell.
Okay.
You know, he run pretty good. He consistent, but you know. If I put them 29s on, he going to have to show me. I'm going to give it to him. Raw.
Hey, Wick, do you think Blood Naked family going to let him bring the car to play in 2013?
Hold up, man. Long as I take care of them and dog them off. Hey, they ain't worried about what I do with that car, man.
Listen, man. You told us two or three times that your old lady wouldn't let you take the car, man.
I thought Clark was gone.
No, you fucking around. They told me you were still on here, so I had to come back on.
I know. Well, you know, racing season was my time to play. Criminal time was their time to play. Racing season's going to come back around, so it's my time to play again. They don't have no control over that.
So is it safe to say that we're going to see more action from Butt Naked in 2013 than we did in 2012?
Oh, yeah. You're going to see me at your event if it ain't cold. If it ain't cold, I'm coming. I know my partner and them still coming. They just built their G-body. They wanted to bring it out this past weekend, but they canceled the race over here in Montgomery. And so they ain't go. And so they want to come to your race. I told them about Leonard. They said, I put Leonard up from Hattiesburg. I said, I heard it's about 45 minutes. I'm not sure. So
about 45 minutes to an hour. But,
so they coming. Everybody got all my partner coming, and one of them looking for a new motor now. Y'all know anybody got 632 big chief? Let me know if you're looking for one. I don't know what the hell he gonna do with that little bit ass motor, but he want one.
How much money he gonna spend on that such a little motor?
Oh shit, he looking to spend between 13 and 15 probably.
Okay.
He talked to me tonight. He got his car together.
If he had about $8,000 on it, I'd give him a big clock number.
For a 632?
Well, you can call it whatever you want to call it.
Oh, hell no. He ain't going to do that. Now we don't 632, he ain't.
You looking for a six?
Who looking for a 632?
You want my partner? Your big chief? You want a big chief, though? You don't want no convention.
I got one. I got one. I got a big chief 632 for sale. Three systems on the one carburetor.
Hey, what now?
Three systems and one carburetor.
He said he'll send you the motor out of the Predator. How much you want for it?
I want 20 for it.
That's going to be out of his price range at 13, 15. And then again, he might.
Everything priced the same as you getting what your money
man,
was.
Man, that's what I'm saying, man. If you're gonna spend 15, spend your 20 and get you something, man. Don't
yeah.
shortchange yourself, cause you're gonna be mad in the end. If you're gonna go,
yeah,
man, you gotta go, man.
This a fool. Yeah. Brand new rods, brand new cam, brand new rods, brand new cam, brand new belt on it, brand new lifters, brand new rings, brand new pistons.
You still on the stand? Yeah. Ain't been in there yet.
Hey,
is
that Gene now?
If you tell a butt nigga it's a Fulton, he know Fulton charge $15,000 to freshen them up, so he got to he got to know that's a deal.
You ain't right, God dog.
He got to know that's a deal. Damn freshen up, man. You get a damn motor. Hey, get a motor for free. You get a motor for free. You ain't paying for the fresh up.
Boy, I tell you, he know what he doing, but he going to charge the hell out of you.
Gene Fulton don't buy none now.
You get what you pay for, man.
You goddamn right you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for.
That's
why
I go fast on one kid. Did I do?
That's why you had no problem paying them, did you, but nigga?
Shoot. I ain't no problem paying.
That's what I'm saying. I forgot, hey, Mike Hill feel that? Mike Hill.
At least Mike on the page who bought the most motors, I think. Look at that page on Fulton page, goddammit. I'm looking at that last night.
Jay Boy, don't worry.
Looking at what now?
Mike Hill, I got a thing that you got a new car. That you got a new car coming out of Chicago or Detroit. Is that true or false? I got that text today, and that was part of my damn topic for the beginning of the show. Do you have a new car coming out?
Coming out of Detroit or New York?
Chicago or Detroit? There's a new car, and that you both will debut sometime in March or April.
My tax bill in Pennsylvania or either right here in Hampton, Georgia. So. I ain't got no new car.
Well, they got it out there that you got a new car coming. So they'll call me. I got three calls on that. Today, matter of fact. At all. And they even said it was coming out of damn Chicago or Detroit. That they don't that been damn seen and all that kind of, you know how people when they tell that lie, they tell a good one.
Yeah. Well, I heard that a couple of weeks ago too, so I heard that I got killed.
Damn.
I either get killed or go to penitentiary every year, so
yeah.
I don't know what make a man think like that, want to say still about another man like that. I don't understand that to this day.
I don't know if this damn area code right or not, but it said 313, Clark. It said 2681. Your mic is open. 2681, are you there?
Right.
He might just be damn listening.
When the hell are you coming out with your car and do some racing? You can't keep talking about anybody else, then you got a car.
It ain't because of lack of effort on my part. I've been there trying to come out for 5 years. That motherfucker, and I don't look like I'm no damn closer.
We're going to make a headline up on
YouTube. You got a car, you ain't been out with it? I didn't know that. Who said that? Who was that talking?
We.
It's Whit.
You're going to put your ass on the no show up list.
Wait, I can promise you this. You and your damn daddy going down, goddamn it. You and your daddy going down.
You've been showing up. You've been coming to all these races. Ain't bringing no car. You driving that little bit of ass.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. What y'all think about that old carbon fiber dry shell? Y'all think this thing worth buying or leave it where it is?
It's worth buying.
I mean, I seen them shred them down in Florida before. I seen them shred it on the track, but I don't know what cost them. I seen it.
Is a carbon fiber dry shell better than a two and a half inch diameter dry shell? Because that's what Butt Nigga had. That's what he tried to damn race and make him with a two and a half inch damn dry shell. It folded up so bad, he hung around his neck. And that motherfucker like a chain hanging around his damn neck.
I'm going to die.
You wouldn't think of a little tight cloth breaker carbon fiber shell, especially, if, you know, you wouldn't think so, but I mean, anything can happen, though.
That damn dry shell, I don't know why he's trying to go to the carbon fiber now. Hell, he can do, he'll do better with the plain old damn steel and just go up to three and a half inches.
Tell nobody you know steel dry shell. They use a DOM, man. What you talking about? DOM, either chrome mileage. What you talking about?
That damn dry shell that you had was a piece of damn cast steel that could have been made out of damn handlebar anywhere.
J-Bone, that other car I told you I let you put your motor in, forget about it now since you put me on blast. So the hell. You fired already. I'm going to put that something back in the barn. Watch and see.
Well, I can't get, Wick already told me he's back ass, so I can't fuck with that anyway. I got to have a back ass, not Wick ass always. Hey, Big Clark, let me borrow your damn chassis so I can knock Wick ass off. Head up to the 8 mile.
You got it. You got it, Jay. You got it.
Wick, when you want to do this shit? I'm going to call
you. You know? You can get the car, Chess.
When you want to do this, Wick?
I don't care nothing about the Mike Nightmare. I've been asking for the hit from the long.
We're gonna go knock your ass out, Wick.
Hey, Wick, ain't nobody giving me the hit. What the hell I'm gonna give you the hit for?
I told you we're gonna give you the hit. You give me the hit, we're gonna give you the hit.
All right, we're gonna talk.
No, we'll give you the back tie. We can't give you the hit, we'll give you the back tie.
Well, I give you back
that. Yeah, I don't need more.
Hey,
that's
J-Bone.
All you need for that.
Listen, it's down to that hour, y'all. We're going to close the thing out. Big Clark.
I got one question before you close it out.
Yeah. I got five minutes before I close it out, so nobody hang up. I got to hear this shit. Go ahead, Butt Nigga.
Did Killing Time sell their car to somebody overseas? I heard that tonight. One of my partners was telling me that.
You have to talk to Mike about that. He didn't want to know about that overseas.
Yeah. He talked to the wrong man about that
one. I heard one of my A-Rab bought it. 160.
Hey, Butt Nigga, and I heard the same thing.
Yeah, I heard it tonight. One of my partners told me about it.
Well, yeah. Listen to this now. Y'all just heard that Mike said he get damn locked up every year, so that shit you hear, you know, that ain't going to be damn.
Yeah.
Shit, I ain't lying to you. Shit, last time I was OT, Bill Pope was calling me. Man, it was the middle of the night. My man, they said you got killed. I was like, what the hell?
But
what is he?
So y'all have to care about that shit. Y'all talking about y'all here now. But
he did sell his car. He was trying to sell his car now, but I think everybody in the world trying to figure out what he got for it, but he did sell it.
I heard it was 160.
I heard he got 200 for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he going over there. He finna go over there and tune it for him with the air and they humidity. He going to tune it for him.
I'm gonna tell you one thing about it. There ain't no food. Now they'll pay for some extra if they want it. They'll pay extra, but there ain't no food. They ain't gonna. If somebody throw a crazy price out there, they ain't gonna do it just because.
That's what I'm gonna say. What would you do with a damn stock suspended car over there? I mean, do they have? I'm not that familiar with it, Mike, but if it was there, is there a class over there that they can run it in?
Yeah, they got a Super Street. They got a class called Super Street. They run over there.
They
are not going to get that car to go as fast over there as they do over here.
I told him I bet you won't see no team, nothing. It'll probably be 30s, maybe. It'll probably be 30s. 40. It ain't going to be that type of race.
Hey, Mike, here, what kind of cars are killing time?
What kind of what now?
I already said that I feel like he probably needed, because the type of cars that these guys are running with, these 315, because he was really kind of, now he was a bad, I mean, he's a dominating force in the class, but he don't really have the caliber of car that the other guys got in the class, so I'm sure he's probably going to come out with a real nice new car. I'm sure he probably already got his eyes on one, or probably already got.
Well, he already had a Pro Mod. He had it for about 2 months now.
I'm talking about to run 315.
I don't know if he's gonna run that again, but I guess he can now. But
he can do whatever the hell he wants if he got that. I don't know, man. You know, but I'm sure it had to be a healthy ticket to give up a car like that, and you know, the as fast as it is, and it don't seem like he was slowing down. But I thought it was going to be good to see him run in February.
Well, you know, a lot of that depends on if it was for sale or if they just wanted bad enough.
I think that's probably what it was. I don't think the car was for sale. I'm sure we wouldn't know that it was for sale. Somebody just came to him and said they want it, I'm sure. I mean, that's just my guesstimation. I've never heard of it being for sale. If it was for sale, I'm sure it would be out there that it was for sale. But somebody probably said, "I want it." And when somebody come at you like that, you know, they got to pay.
Well, she ain't got no problem with that money now.
No,
ain't no this.
It's what
they paid him. They paid a nice bag for it, I think.
Yep. Mike Hill can testify to that.
And Jay Bonds, I heard they said whenever they got a race, they going to fly Stevie over there to drive it. I said, oh.
I heard Stevie supposed to tune it, but I heard somebody else supposed to drive it.
No, they said they going to fly him over there to drive it, too.
Yeah. I would say if they bought it, they bought it for one of they. One thing they're trying to take care of people, their own people too, and teaching them how to drive and work on them.
Yeah,
like we do. So I would say they probably put somebody. He may get to drive it some, but I'm sure they're going to put somebody in. I mean, kind of same thing we've done too. You know.
Yeah.
They gonna start out their people in it, but you can't blame them.
You can't blame me. I agree, but I know that you got to have some balls of steel to drive a car with that tire on it and that type of chassis. You got to have some look at Stevie drive that car, man. Drive the hell out of it.
Hey, Mike Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Khaled Belushi turned out to be a pretty good driver.
Turned out to be a real good one.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing about them over there, now they ain't scared to hold them to the floor, though. They'll try
to hear, though. And then he turned around and got into top fuel, and he's doing pretty good.
Yeah,
Well, yep. But like I said, if they want it, they'll pay. They'll pay what you want for it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, without a doubt. There's no shortage to that paper.
That's pretty much anybody. If they got the money and they want it, and they want it.
And they got some killer racetrack and over there, but it just ain't drag racing prep. You know what I'm saying? It'd be more pro model style prep. So that's why I'm saying you won't see this.
They got some real nice tracks over there, you say?
Yeah,
they got
a
beautiful track over there.
They nicer than low life.
That would probably be nice to see some.
It ain't gonna be no 100. It ain't gonna be no 100 and some gallons of glue on it.
Ain't gonna be what now?
It ain't gonna be no 100 gallons of glue on the racetrack. I'm just saying they claim they put that down on, you know, when they be prepping for the drag race track. So I mean, I done heard South Georgia do that, and I done heard Long Spring do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it. Shit, I can't lie. It looked like it too.
Hey, I have seen some people put 100 gallons down. Now, whether a hook or not, that's a whole different question. But I have seen people put down 100 gallons. You know?
Oh, yeah. When we was in Holly Springs, I was watching how they were spraying the 60-foot. I mean, that thing was soaking wet. But it worked.
Yeah. That damn show working up there, house breaking. That's my shoulder working. But now let me tell you this. I think Holly Springs was an excellent hooking track. And I think one of the things that proved that G-body that went coast to coast on the back tie, that damn caught on, you know, it takes a lot to hold a car up in the air, coast to coast. Now that damn, so I think that track was hooking. But guess what now? I still was told. Huh?
I think you had two major ingredients that day. I think you had the track that was hooking, no doubt. And the air was so good, everybody had free horsepower. Everybody had an extra 100 that they didn't even want, they didn't even know they had.
Hey, right. Well, I can tell you this now. When they went down, but guess what I heard? Now, that day, I heard people say the track wasn't good. I went down to, it just amazes me that when a man loses or when a man, for some reason, can't get down the track, the first thing he blames it on is the track. I mean, everybody else can be breaking record numbers, flying. But the minute they touch it, if they can't go down it, the track ain't no damn good. I was like, well, that just don't make no damn sense at all.
Yeah, that's true.
How is Cleveland working that day? What happened to I want y'all to listen to something. Y'all want y'all to listen to this before. Make sure y'all listen to this right quick for me. Before you go off, then I'm gonna tell y'all something for the new year. Listen to this right quick.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th. Come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. And for the 7-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the Bad Boy. Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood. King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro. Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted versus Boosie Badass Mustang. And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park.